Xavier Perez, Carlos Ruiz, Gabriel Thornburg, Marco Perez, Woody Valencia, coaches Josiah Estrada and Ruben Kaluga, and manager Ricky Del Villar. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for the Adelanta Little League Red Sox. And now a round of applause for the La Sierra Dodgers. Ladies and gentlemen, one more round of applause for all of our baseball buddies. The 66ers would like to call your attention to the pitcher's mound for tonight's ceremonial pitches. Opening pack came with our traditional ceremonial pitches from the Unforgettables Foundation, Judge Kavika Smith, who will be throwing to Tim Evans and calling the balls and strikes, Stan Morrison. Chair of the Unforgettables Foundation, Todd Underwood.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to San Manuel Stadium in downtown San Bernardino for tonight's California League action between the Inland Empire 66ers, the low-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, and your Visalia Rawhide, the low-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Dominic Lorenz here with you, filling in for the voice of the Rawhide, Jill Guerin, for another night. Yes, this is the final night I'll be filling in for her. My three-night run is coming to an end. Jill will be back for tomorrow's finale that kicks off at 5:35 between these two squads. So if you're looking for Jill, she'll be back tomorrow. She's in Reno tonight with the Diamondbacks AAA affiliate. The Reno Aces doing some TV color analyst work. So Jill, if you're listening, good luck. Have fun tonight in Reno with Zach Beirutti. And hopefully we bring yet another victory tonight for the Visalia Rawhide. Last night, a wonderful Friday night. If you're a fan of the Rawhide, they picked up their 32nd win of the year in big fashion by the final of 16-1. Most runs scored in a ball game for the Visalia Rawhide this season. 16 runs on 10 hits with one error in comparison to one run, five hits, one error for the Inland Empire 66ers. It was a fantastic night here at San Manuel Stadium, and hopefully tonight is another one as well as the Rawhide look to make it two in a row against the Angels affiliate. Before we get to some pitching matchups for tonight's game and the starting lineups, and we do have a special treat, a little 2.5-3 minute pre-game interview with manager Jorge Cortez. I was able to chat with him a little bit after batting practice today, so we're going to get you his thoughts on last night's game. But speaking of last night's game, let's go over it, shall we? It was a fantastic start for the Rawhide, a game that actually started 1 minute early to the scheduled time, originally 7:05. We kicked it off at 7:04. And I think that may have been good luck for the Rawhide because they got off on the right foot with a 7-run first inning. Yes, you heard me correct, a 7-run first inning. It all started off with Juan Cornell, a leadoff bunt single on the first pitch of the game. He stole second base, and from there, we were off and running. Pena walked. Franco walked. Mattis got hit by a pitch for the first run of the game. S.P. Chen walked to make it 2-0. Gutierrez then walked to make it 3-0, and then Jason Robertson got hit by a pitch right away, 4-0 Rawhide. And to backpedal just a bit, after the fifth batter of the ballgame, S.P. Chen, 66er starter Jack Kochanowicz was pulled from the game. He did not record an out. He gave up 5 earned in no innings recorded, no strikeouts, 3 walks, 2 hit batsmen, and he had 20 pitches in the first inning, 5 strikes, 15 balls. That's not going to do it if you're a starting pitcher in the Cal League or any other league here in minor or major league baseball. But after he was pulled, Torres was then out, but then Alvin Guzman, a 2-run single, kept the inning going, and then Cornell, another single on the board, 7-0 Rawhide in the first inning. They tacked on another run in the second inning on Junior Franco's 12th home run of the season. It was a big blast to right field, 8-0 Rawhide. They tacked on 2 more in the third inning to make it 10-0. And then the big fifth inning that included a grand slam by Sergio Gutierrez, his second home run of the season, and it was in big fashion, his fourth home run of the season, his second doing it over a right field wall. It was a great night for him. And after 5 innings of play, 15-0 Visalia Rawhide. Both teams scored a run in the seventh inning, but that's all she wrote. Rawhide win the game 16-1 and improve to 32-62 here in 2022, while the Inland Empire 66ers fall to 49-45. Before we get to the pregame interview with manager Jorge Cortez, let's take a look at the California League standings here in the South Division in the second half. Right now, Inland Empire, after getting their 8-game winning streak snapped last night, they're 17-11 in first place. The first half champion Lake Elsinore Storm are 15-13, 2 games back. And then Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, the Dodgers affiliate, tied with the Storm 15-13. And then the Visalia Rawhide 12-16, 5 games back in the California League South second half division standings. And it's the 66ers, Quakes, and Rawhide that are all battling to see who will face the Storm in the first round of the Cal League postseason in mid-September. But with all of that, going into last night's game, let's get a quick recap from the vantage point of Rawhide manager Jorge Cortez. As mentioned, I sat down with him after batting practice today for a couple of minutes to get his thoughts not only on the high offensive game, but the first career start in the California League by lefty starter, 19 years old, Yu-Min Lin. So let's take a listen here to Jorge Cortez.
Well, the thing I like the most is like we had a meeting with the hitters. Everybody executed the plan, and everybody was really consistent with the approach. So that was it was really good to see. It was really good to watch.
And shortstop Juan Cornell, he's had a fantastic series, batting .375 so far with four runs batted in. What is he like at the top of the order, and what tone does he set leading off the game?
Well, he's he really helps in the top of the order because he can hit. He's a switch hitter. He can run. He can give you a solid ABs. Even if he goes 0-3, 0-4, he's a guy that sees a lot of pitches when he's at the plate. So he makes like the starting pitchers work. They have to execute pitches on him. Oh, the way he looked in the mound, his confidence was a high level. He came first time. He didn't panic. He didn't try to do too much. He was himself. He threw strikes. He believed like he was in sync with the catcher, with Gutierrez. That was really good to see. Especially for all the pitchers, so they can see like when they execute, good things are gonna happen. Well, same theme as last night, especially for the hitters. Believe in their approach, believe on what they're trying to do every AB, play good defense, and pitcher execute, and trust the guy behind the play. We have Doracio today, so that's the plan for today. It was a really good win last night. We needed it today. Go there with a good mindset, believe in our plan.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a recipe for success. Hopefully it's two in a row, and we'll see how it goes when we enter Sunday's ball in the
mall. Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Kauai Health is proud to be.
Beautiful interview right there with Rawhide manager Jorge Cortez. His thoughts on last night's big 16-1 victory, and of course the terrific start by 19-year-old left-hander from Taiwan, Yu-Min Lin. So after taking all of that last night and putting it together, we get a Saturday night baseball game here in San Manuel Stadium. Right now, temperature 90 degrees. It's sunny behind home plate and behind the stadium, but looking out to dead center field and looking to the mountains, it is cloudy. It looks monsoonal. It's very humid in the air tonight. Stickiness in the air, but still baseball to be played in San Bernardino. And with all of that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups between the Visalia Rawhide and the Inland Empire 66ers. First, for the Diamondbacks affiliate, leading off, that shortstop will be Juan Cornell. Batting second at second base, Manuel Pena. Third in left field, Junior Franco. Fourth, the designated hitter, Gary Mattis. Fifth, back at catching tonight, J.J. Durazio. Sixth, at first base for the first time in this series, Sergio Gutierrez. Seventh, right fielder, Jason Robertson. Eighth, Gene Walters at third base. And batting ninth, in center field, Alvin Guzman. And they will look to support starter making his debut as well in the California League, wearing the number 24, it will be Jose Cabrera. Cabrera will be standing tall at 6'3", 190 pounds, bats right, throws right. He was born May 30th, 2022, from the Dominican Republic, a 20-year-old on the hill. He was signed as an international free agent on September 24th, 2021. He will be making his California League debut tonight, just like Yu-Min Lin last night. It's his second professional season, even though he did pitch a game in 2021. So cheers to Jose Cabrera. Looking forward to seeing what he has on the mound. We'll get more deep into his stats throughout the game. But the Inland Empire 66ers are currently taking to the field right now with some youngsters, some little leaguers, enjoying the Field of Dreams and getting ready for tonight's game. that will conclude things here on the Visalia Rawhide pregame show. I'm going to turn down my mic and turn up the crowd mic so we can enjoy the playing of the national anthem today. As I look down, there's a gentleman wearing a United States bandana on his forehead. The electric guitar is out and ready to go. So let's sit back, relax on a Saturday evening, and enjoy the national anthem played electric guitar style. The national anthem has been played. We are ready for baseball here at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino. Don McLorenz here with you, filling in for the voice of the Rawhide, Jill Guerin. Today is the final game of the three-game stay for me. Jill will be back on the airwaves tomorrow for the finale of this series that will get kicked off at 5:35 p.m. Sixers are on the field. They are wearing the baby blue uniforms with the orange numbers and white pants. The Visalia Rawhide, for the third night in a row, will be wearing their dark gray uniforms, top and bottoms, with red numbers, black trim, and a red stripe down the side of the pants. But for the final time, let's go through the starting lineups for both these squads, presented by T-Mobile. It'll be Juan Cornell at short, Manuel Pena at second, Junior Franco in left, Gary Mattis DHing, J.J. DeRozio behind the plate, Sergio Gutierrez at first, Jason Robertson in right, Gene Walters at third, and Alvin Guzman in center, supporting right-handed starter Jose Cabrera. And for the Inland Empire 66ers, they'll have Alrol Vera at short, Edward Quiero back behind the plate, David Calabrese batting third and center, Alexander Ramirez in right, B.J. Boyd, who had a three-hit night last night at DH, and then some newcomers to the 66ers roster will be playing their first game tonight. First at first base, he'll wear number 20, Luke Franzoni, batting seventh. In left field, Tucker Flint, batting eighth at second base, Tate Colwick, and batting ninth at third base, Jeremy Orocho, and they will be supporting right-hander number 25, Chase Chaney. He's 3-2 with a 2.01 ERA this season. He's done with his warm-up pitchers. Juan Cornell set to come to the plate. We are ready for baseball here at San Manuel Stadium. Thank you guys for tuning in, cheering on the Rawhide. Chase Chaney ready to go. The right-hander's first pitch to the left-handed hitting shortstop Cornell. Fouled off towards the crowd in the third base side. And we are underway at 7:06 p.m. Cheney closed stance on the mound, the 0-1 pitch, and that one misses outside for a ball, 1-1. Corniel had a terrific night last night, 3-for-4 with 3 runs batted in, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. Cheney set, kicks and fires the 1-1, misses down low and in for a ball, 2-1. The boys in blue tonight behind home plate is Shin Kazizawa, and on the base path will be Brandon Tipton. 2-1 pitch grounded softly over to the second baseman, Colwick. He'll toss it over to first, Franzono, and that is out number one here in the ballgame. And that'll bring up second baseman, left-handed hitting, Manuel Pena. Pena last night, no hit recorded, but he did have a walk, and he scored twice, moving his batting average to .267 this season. And the first pitch is grounded foul off his right foot. It'll skim towards pitcher Cheney. He'll pick it up, get a new Cal League baseball, and it'll be no balls and one strike. Pena set to go, open stance, bat on the back left shoulder. And the 0-1 is grounded right through the hole between first and second base. There is your first hit of the ball game for the Visalia Rawhide. And the first hit of the game is brought to you by the Rosa Brothers. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and supreme ice cream. Check out rosabrothers.com where to buy to find a store near you. With one on and one out, that will bring up left-handed hitting Junior Franco. Franco had a big blast last night as he swings and fouls that one back to the cage, 0-1. Franco 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs, 2 walks, and 3 runs scored in last night's game. He now totals 12 home runs and 47 runs batted in this season. Pena standing at first after a one-out single and a right. The 0-1 to Franco. And that one's fouled back to the screen yet again, 0-2. In last night's contest, the Rawhide struck for not one, not two, but 7 runs in the first inning, looking for some more magic tonight. As the 0-2 pitch misses high and away, 1-2. 90 degrees here at first pitch, a little bit sunny, a little bit monsoonal here in San Bernardino, but as I look out over the right field wall, there is a rainbow shining down from the clouds. Picture-perfect night for baseball. Cheney ready to go, and the 1-2 is fouled off into the crowd. And a nice two-handed grab by a fan. He didn't have to move. He took his hand out of the popcorn, caught the ball, and he's back to eating popcorn, plus a souvenir. Pena at first, and the 1-2, and again, if you can believe it, foul ball. We had this trend last night of unteenth foul balls. You pick a number, I don't know what it is, but it was a collector's dream if you love collecting foul balls last night, and so far, through 3 batters of the game, a little bit of the same. Pena standing at first, Franco at the dish, the 1-2. Fouled back to the screen and we'll reset and we'll do it again. Gary Mattis, the DH, on deck. J.J. D'Orazio, the catcher, in the hole. But just 4 minutes underway here. 66ers and Visalia Rawhide. Game 5 of a 6-game set. 3-1 in favor of the 66ers so far through the first 4 games. As the 1-2 pitch misses somewhere, and it was low. Fans disagreeing with the call from the home plate umpire, but we'll take it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Third baseman Orocho playing off the line at third. Pickoff toss at first. Sliding back head first safely is Pena. But the Sixers took game 1 of this series on Tuesday afternoon, 4-1. They also won Wednesday 8-0 and Thursday 9-3, but it was the Rawhide taking the first game of the series last night by the final of 16-1. J. Chaney ready to roll, and the 2-2 is lined in a deep center field. Going back on it is Calabrese, and it will go over his head and hit the wall. Pena is going to third. He is being sent home by Jorge Cortez. The relay throw to home is not in time. It's an RBI double for Junior Franco, and just like last night, the Rawhide get on the board first. 105 miles exit velocity off the bat of Franco. Hot shot into center field. Calabrese in center had no chance at that one. He gave it his all, but it hit the base of the wall under the 410 sign in dead center field. We'll take a RBI double, a two-bagger, and that will bring up Gary Mattis. And the first pitch of the right-handed hitting DH is right down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Mattis last night, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and a walk. Very productive out there when he played left field last night, but tonight getting the DH role as the 0-1 hits the inside corner for a strike, 0-2. Franco standing at second, D'Orazio on deck. Rawhide leading 1-0 here in the top of the first inning. As the pitch to Mattis is in the dirt outside, 1-2. And I'm going to check what I said a moment ago. It's actually the third consecutive game that the Rawhide have scored in the first inning. As the 1-2 pitch is grounded right to the second baseman, Cole Wickett's going to deflect off his glove into right. Coming around from third and scoring is Franco. And the Rawhide get on the board yet again. It's 2-0. We're going to see from the official score if they're going to put it as a hit or an error. But as of right now, the scoreboard says 3 hits. That means it was a hit. So an RBI single for Gary Mattis. Franco scores, and that'll bring up J.J. D'Orazio. It was a hard shot ball off the bat of Mattis. It kicked up and got around the second baseman, Colwick. Pickoff attempt at first, and that one gets away. It will skim into the Rawhide bullpen on the first base side. Mattis goes second, and guess what? He's going to try to go all the way to third. A hustle throw by the right fielder will not be in time. It skips away, but playing backup is Jeremy Orocho. So going first to third on the miss throw on the pickoff attempt. Oh, boy. Last night, 66ers pitching could not throw strikes. Tonight, a hard hop on the second baseman, followed up by a wild pickoff attempt. Runner now at third for J.J. D'Orazio before he even gets to see a pitch. And it's already 2-0 Visalia. D'Orazio had the night off last night as he waves and misses at that first one, 0-1. But he did end the night on Thursday very well with a home run in the 9th inning. His second of the season. As he digs in, no balls, 1 strike. And he takes a big, healthy hack and a miss for that one, 0-2. So an RBI double from Franco, an RBI single from Gary Mattis, who currently stands at third after a wild pickoff attempt. That will go down as an E1. Chaney set. He waits a little longer than usual on the 0-2. And that one's in the dirt, and it gets away from the catcher, Caro. Coming in and scoring is Gary Mattis. Make it 3-0, Visalia here in the first inning. So as I was talking to manager Jorge Cortez to say, he said the plan today is the same plan that was on tap yesterday. Have good plate appearances, have good command for yourself at the plate, and so far patience is key, and it's turning into a 3-0 contest. Nobody on base, 1 out, the pitch to D'Orazio, and the 1-2 is waved at and missed. Down goes D'Orazio swinging for out number 2. And that'll bring up Rawhide first baseman tonight, Sergio Gutierrez. He's been catching or DHing this whole series. Tonight, first game in on the corner infield spot at first base. First pitch to the left-handed hitter. Hits the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Gutierrez last night, 1-for-4 with 5 RBIs. How did he get those 5 RBIs? Well, 4 of them came on a big grand slam in the 5th inning. As the 0-1 misses down low, 1-1. Gutierrez is 6th batter to face Chaney here in the 1st inning last night. It was an 11 at-bat 1st inning for the Rawhide. So far, they're halfway there. 1-1, another big healthy hack and a miss, and it's 1-2. Left fielder Tucker Flint for the 66ers playing deep, while center fielder David Calabrese playing in a few steps, as well as the right fielder Alexander Ramirez. Defense a little adjusted, especially with no shifts here in low A level, as the 1-2 pitch is waved at and missed. Down goes Gutierrez swinging, and that's how the first inning will end for the Visalia Rawhide. But all good things here at San Manuel Stadium. They put a 3 spot on the first. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Rawhide. No runs, no hits, 1 error for the 66ers. That spells good news for starter Jose Cabrera, who will be coming in and making his California League debut right after this. You're listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball.
Is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life. Kaweah Health, more than medicine,
life. This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance.
Welcome everybody back to a beautiful Saturday night here in San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino, California, home of the Inland Empire 66ers, the low A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And after the Rawhide drop a 3 spot in the top of the first inning, it's time for 20-year-old right-hander Jose Cabrera to make his California League debut. The first batter he will face will be shortstop Al Rivera. And the first pitch to the lefty shortstop is in there for a strike, 0-1. Vera in last night's ball game was held hitless, 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. As the 0-1 is waved at and missed at 81 miles an hour, 0-2. Cabrera standing tall on the first base side of the rubber, glove near his right ear. He sets, he kicks and fires the 0-2 in the dirt, almost nearly hitting Vera's right foot. 1-2 is the count. But Cabrera, 6'3", 190 pounds, 20 years old from the Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in September of 2021 with the Diamondbacks. 1-2, grounded through, but a nice play on the right side by Peña. He tosses over to Gutierrez at first, 4 out number 1. A nifty play by Peña. For a moment, I thought that was going to get past them in between first and second, so the 3.5 holer on the right side of the diamond. But a nice play off the top of the glove. Gets up, tosses it over, 4-3 it goes in the book, and that will bring up catcher Edward Guerrero. Edgar had the night off last night, batting .312, 10 home runs, and 46 runs batted in this season. And that one hits the outside corner to the lefty 0-1. He's currently rated as a top 10 prospect in the Angels farm system. Had a lengthy hitting streak this season of over 16 games. As the 0-1 pitch just misses outside, 1-1. But Cabrera making his California League debut, just like his counterpart Yu Min Lin last night, as the 1-1 nearly missing Chiaro 2-1. But to his credit, Cabrera did pitch a complete game shutout in the Arizona Complex League as the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed 2-2. Against the Giants organization, it was a 7-inning affair on July 14th of this year. He allowed only one hit while striking out 5 batters, and impressively so, he did not issue a walk at all. Cabrera set the 2-2 pitch, and that one misses just outside. Count runs full, 3-2. Defense playing straight up here for the Visalia Rawhide, the 3-2 pitch. And that one is a big wave and a miss. Down by way of the K goes Edward Chiaro. And that is another strikeout presented by Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Two up and two down for Cabrera thus far, and that will bring up center fielder David Calabrese. Calabrese, left-handed hitting center fielder. First pitch you will see from Cabrera is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Out of the 5 66er hits last night, Calabrese had one. 1-for-4, sending his batting average to .214 this season. As the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed, 1-1. In last night's contest, 15 total strikeouts for Rawhide pitching as the 1-1 gets off the glove of J.J. D'Orazio and back to the backstop, 2-1. But a trio of Rawhide pitchers, Lynn, Gill, and Mendez, combined 9 innings of work, 15 strikeouts, and only 3 walks. Good ratio as the 2-1, missing outside, 3-1. Alexander Ramirez on deck, the cleanup hitter for the Sixers tonight. As the 3-1 from Cabrera is fouled off the home plate umpire's mask, Shin Kazizawa, he takes it off. He's going to take a minute to gather his thoughts and shake it off a little bit. That's that relationship between the catcher and the home plate umpire. Give each other time if they get plunked in the mask. But he gives a thumbs up. Cabrera sets in the 3-2 pitch. Down by way of the K goes Calabrese swinging. Another strikeout presented by Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter, many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Three up and three down, a 1-2-3 inning for Cabrera. A nice California League debut so far. And we're through one full inning here at San Manuel Stadium with the Rawhide leading 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Thanks to summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field.
Welcome everybody back. 3-0 Visalia here as we head to the top of the second inning. It's going to be Jason Robertson, Gene Walters, and Elvin Guzman due up 7-8-9 hitters against the Sixer starter, Chase Chaney. And the first pitch to the lefty hits the outside corner for a strike. We are underway here in the second inning. 0-1. But a 3-run, 3-hit first inning for the Rawhide, capped off by some good play as the 0-1 misses low, 1-1. But the first hit of the game came by Manuel Pena, a single to right, and then an RBI double by Junior Franco, followed by an RBI single by Gary Mattis. As the 1-1 is a big hack and a miss, 1-2. Third run of the game came on a wild pitch by Chase Chaney. Gary Mattis scored, completed his jog around the bases. 3-0 is our score. The 1-2 from Chaney, and that one hits somewhere on the outside corner. And it does hit it indeed. Down looking goes Jason Robertson to start things off here in the second inning. Gene Walter steps to the plate. Switch-handed hitting third baseman tonight, batting from the left side against the righty. And the first pitch down low and in the dirt. 0-1, or 1-0. On deck, Alvin Guzman, and Walters will sky this one into left center field. Coming on over is Flint, and he will make the play for out number one. Or pardon me, out number two. Strikeout looking was Jason Robertson, now Gene Walters. That is the first out, though, for the Rawhide that was not a strikeout since Juan Cornell's ground out to the second baseman to lead off the game. It'll go down as an F7 in the book. And that'll bring up nine-hole hitter Alvin Guzman. 1-0 pitch to the righty, misses inside, 1-0. Last night, Guzman batted in the nine-hole, went 1-for-4 with an RBI, a run scored and a walk. 1-0, fouled off. Scoreboard operator's a little bit slow here at San Manuel, but it's still early in the game. No one's perfect. It's Saturday, it's baseball, we're having fun. One ball, one strike to Guzman. And that one misses the outside corner, 2-1. This is Chase Chaney's 24th game of the season, sixth in a starter's role for the 66ers. This is his in three outings against the Rawhide already this season. As the 2-1 is skied in the infield, they'll have to continue Chaney in a moment. But the pitch is skied in the infield. Shortstop Al Rivera will make the play. Three up and three down for the Inland Empire 66er pitcher, Chase Chaney. I'll finish my thought on Chase Chaney when we come back from this commercial break. 3-0 Visalia through an inning and a half. You are listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, tap my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22. A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Alexander Ramirez will lead things off for the Inland Empire 66ers in the bottom half of the second inning. Ramirez, Boyd, and Luke Franzoni due up. And the first pitch is grounded quickly to Gene Walters at third. He'll take it, a one-hop, and toss it across to Gutierrez at first. One pitch, one out here in inning number two. B.J. Boyd, who was the hottest hitter for the Inland Empire 66ers last night, was the starting DH, went 3-for-3 with a run scored. All three hits were singles, raising that batting average this season to .297. And the first pitch from Cabrera in the at-bat hits the outside corner to the lefty for a strike, 0-1. But finishing my thought on starting pitcher Chase Chaney for the 66ers from a half inning ago, he's pitched against the Rawhide three times this season, and he has a record of 0-1. As Boyd checks his swing, and he did indeed go around 0-2. In those three outings against the Rawhide, one of them in a start, he has a 1.42 ERA, surrendering three hits and two walks. But tonight, so far, has yielded three runs through the first inning. Check swing by Boyd. D'Orazio looks down at the first base umpire, Brandon Tipton. They say no, he did not, and it's now 1-2. Cabrera working quickly in the 1-2 offering is hit over Walter's head in third, but it will go foul. Just to the left of the chalk and into the 66ers bullpen. We'll reset and do it again, 1-2. Cabrera spent last season in the ACL League with the Diamondbacks as a free agent signee in 2021. The 1-2 pitch is grounded right to the second baseman, Pena. Toss it to first to Gutierrez, and that is another ground out here in the ballgame for out number two. Luke Franzoni will step to the plate. He is a newcomer to the Inland Empire 66ers. Was one of many transfers from the ACL on July the 29th. And the first pitch to Franzoni, he fouls that one off down the third baseline, 0-1. Cabrera's set. The 0-1 misses high and tight, 1-1. Franzoni, 6'2", 220 pounds. Born and raised in Robbinsville, New Jersey. East Coast boy over here in California as the 1-1 is waved and missed, 1-2. 19th round pick by the Angels in this year's draft, 2022. So newly drafted from Xavier University in Ohio. And the 1-2 to Franzoni fouled off yet again down the third baseline to the bullpen. Stays 1-2. Franzoni will wear the number 24 of the 66ers. Born December 20th, 1999. Just like Prince said it, let's party like it's 1999. As the 1-2 pitch to Franzoni is grounded right to the shortstop Juan Cornell. He'll take it to his left to Gutierrez at first. Three consecutive groundouts here in the second inning will keep the 66ers scoreless. A 5-3 groundout, a 4-3 groundout, a 6-3 groundout. Three up and three down as we head to the top of the third inning with the Visalia Rawhide still leading 3-0. You're listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top...
Highway to the Danger Zone, playing here at San Manuel Stadium. And it's all in good fun because the Rawhide have a 3-0 lead here to start things off in the top of the third inning. Will be shortstop Juan Cornell. And the first pitch is hit in the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Cornell kicked off the game, grounding out to the second baseman, but it led up to 3 consecutive hits and 3 runs for the Rawhide. 0-1, and that one is lined in a right field, and that one will be caught by the right fielder Alexander Ramirez for a moment. It was tailing away from him, but he made the grab, 1-1 for Manuel Pena. Manuel Pena disappointed the crowd here in San Bernardino as he is the strikeout batter of the game. If he strikes out, fans get discounted beer for 15 minutes. He disappointed them with the single in the first. Bat on the back left shoulder, and that one hits the outside corner of the lefty 0-1. As Pena is set, and that one skips away from catcher Edgar Quiero, in and out of the glove, 1-1. Chase Chaney, the righty for the 66ers from Jefferson, Georgia. 16th round selection by the Angels in the 2018 MLB draft. As the 1-1 is hit into left center field, is that going to split the outfielders? Calabrese coming over, and he will make the grab in left center field by the guaranteed rate banner on the warning track. A nice hustle play from the 66ers center fielder. 2-2 for Junior Franco. Chaney has been coming out of the bullpen mostly for the 66ers, but inserted into the rotation just recently. 24th game of the season tonight. As that one hits the inside corner to Junior Franco, the left-handed hitting left fielder, 0-1. 42 pitches, 30 strikes for the right-hander. As the 0-1 misses inside, 1-1. Chaney close stance in the 1-1 is softly grounded foul down the first base side, 1-2. But against right-handed pitchers this season, the Rawhide have a total record of 25-44. They're 7-18 against left-handed pitchers this season. Looking to pick up their 18th road victory of 2022. Nobody on, two outs here in the third, and the 1-2 pitch skips away from Quiero towards the third base side. Count evens up 2-2. But the Rawhide entered the day in the second half standings, 12-16, 5 games back of these Inland Empire 66ers who are looking to stake their claim and take the second half and go on and face the first half champ Lake Elsinore Storm in the postseason. As the 2-2 pitch misses outside, count runs full, 3-2. Gary Mattis on deck. If we get there, 2 outs here in the top of the third, 3-0 Visalia. Here on a great Saturday night. As the 3-2 pitch is waved and missed. Down swing goes Franco. And that will end things here in the third inning. It looks like Chaney has settled down after giving away 3 consecutive hits. He has sent down 8 consecutive Rawhide. We are through 2.5 innings here in San Bernardino. With the Visalia Rawhide still leading 3-0 against the 66ers. We'll be back with more baseball, more Visalia Rawhide baseball right after this.
You don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight, but you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying Close, but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Tucker Flint will lead things off here in the bottom of the third inning for the Inland Empire 66ers as Cabrera is set and ready to go on the first pitch to the left-handed hitting left fielder. Misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Cabrera has been cruising so far through two innings. And the 1-0 pitch hits the lower portion of the strike zone inside, 1-1. Flint, one of those many new call-ups for the Inland Empire 66ers as the 1-2 is swung on and missed, 1-2. Flint, 6'2", 215 pounds from East Greenwich, Rhode Island. 13th round selection by the Angels this past draft in 2022. As the 1-2 pitch misses outside, count evens up, 2-2. Chipola, Florida Junior College is where Flint went to school before being drafted as the 2-2 pitch is grounded up the middle, and that will break up Cabrera's two-inning no-hitter. It just gets past the glove of Manuel Pena, and that's the first hit of the ballgame and first base runner against Cabrera tonight. With one on and nobody out, that'll bring up Tate Colwick. Just like Flint, just like Franzoni, Colwick, another addition to the Inland Empire 66ers. He's going to wear the number 6. Tate Colwick, 5'11", 195 pounds from Memphis, Tennessee. East Coast boy playing on the West. As the first pitch of the at-bat is going to go above Gutierrez's head in first and down the right field line. Going second to third, Flint's going to try coming home. The relay from Gutierrez to home is not in time, and the 66ers are on the board. Yes, I turned down the crowd mic. They sound the horn, the train horn here at San Manuel Stadium, and it's a loud, devious sound and sometimes not pleasant to hear on the other side, so I'll turn down the crowd mic. But it's an RBI double in his first at-bat with the 66ers. And the Rawhide 3-0 lead has now been cut into. It's 3-1 Visalia. That'll bring up the nine-hole hitter, Jeremy Orocho, third baseman. Switch-handed hitting, batting from the left side against the righty Jose Cabrera. But Cabrera had two perfect no-hit innings before entering the third inning as the first pitch misses low and in for a ball, 1-0. He had two strikeouts and four groundouts in his first six outs. But since here to start the third, a single and an RBI double. Runner in scoring position from Orocho. 1-0 offering, misses outside, 2-0 on the breaking ball. After back-to-back hits and now back-to-back balls, catcher J.J. D'Orazio will come out and have a conversation with Cabrera. They're going to get on the same page. Fastball, changeup, slider trio is Cabrera's repertoire of choice. The right-hander from the Dominican Republic. But so far, he does have two strikeouts tonight. Last night, starter Yu Min Lin in his Cal League debut had 9 over 5 innings, all of them scoreless. The 2-0 pitch hits the outside corner at 86, 2-1. Orocho in last night's game batted 7th at third base, went 0 for 4 with 2 strikeouts. So let's see if the strikeout train can continue for him. 2-1 offering is grounded or lined right to Gene Walters at third. That one looked like it was going to skip the ground, but he picked that one beautifully on the backhand. So it will go down as an L5 in the book. Line out to the third baseman. One on one out for Al Rivera. The ball wasn't hit off the bat too hard. Just 80 miles an hour, nothing that Gene Walters can't handle over at the hot corner. Flip it back to the top of the order now. Shortstop Al Rivera. 0 for 1 thus far. Grounded out to lead off the bottom of the first. 3-1 Rawhide in the bottom of the third currently. As the first pitch from Cabrera is down low, 1-0. This is one of three other California League games going on today. Get you a mini scoreboard report here in just a moment. As the 1-0 from Cabrera is fouled off down the left field line, 1-1. Right now in San Jose, the Quakes and the Giants are tied at 2 in the bottom of the 7th. At John Thurman Field in Modesto, the Nuts leading the Fresno Grizzlies by a pair, 6-4. And in Lake Elsinore, the Storm defeating the Stockton Ports yet again today, 2-1. 1-1 pitch. Nice block by J.J. D'Orazio, 2-1, as that one hits the dirt. But those are some of the teams that the Rawhide are chasing here in the second half standings. They're chasing the Sixers, they're chasing the Quakes, and they're also chasing the Storm. Vera ready to go, and the 2-1 from Cabrera misses outside, 3-1. After missing the 2020 season, as we all did due to the COVID pandemic, 2021, there was no halves. There was no first-half champ and second-half champ in the Cal League. It was whoever the two best teams were. That's who was making the postseason in the championship series. This year, back to being called the Cal League and back to the original half formation. As that 3-1 pitch misses outside, and that is a walk to Al Rivera. So now runners at first and second with one out here in third inning. And that is going to bring out Rawhide pitching coach Gabriel Hernandez to have a conversation with Jose Cabrera. And don't forget, fans, every Rawhide Mound visit is brought to you by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. But good things happening so far for the Rawhide tonight. We are in the bottom of the third inning. Rawhide dropped a three spot on the 66er starter, Chase Chaney, in the first inning. Three runs, three hits, no errors for the Rawhide. One run, two hits, one error for the 66ers. And all of the Sixers' offense has come currently here in the bottom of the third inning. And that'll bring up catcher Edgar Quiero. Struck out swinging in the first inning. He's had a productive series here against Visalia. Had a hit and a walk in Thursday night's contest after getting last night off. And the first pitch to the lefty catcher misses outside, 1-0. The game previous before that, which would have been Wednesday night's game, July 27th, Quiero had three hits in that contest as well. So four hits in his last two games. The 1-0, big wave and a miss at 91, 1-1. But this is game number 5 of a six-game set between the Rawhide and the 66ers. Sixers taking the first three games where Rawhide took last night. So right now, 3-1 lead, if you're looking at it as if it's an NBA playoff series. 1-1 to Quiero. Changeup missing outside, 2-1. Standing at second is Tate Colwick. At first, Al Rivera. It was a leadoff single by Flint, an RBI double down the right field line by Colwick. That has made it 3-1 the score, getting the 66ers on the board. The 2-1, a big healthy hack. Quiero was looking to drive that one way towards the mountains in dead center field. He misses. That's good. Two balls, two strikes, and one out here in the bottom of the third. Good crowd on hand here at San Manuel Stadium for Saturday night. Humid, but still baseball to be played as the 2-2 is skied on the left side. Left fielder Franco will come in on it about five steps. He'll make the grab. No one is tagging for out number two. So an F7 in the book it goes. As David Calabrese comes to the plate. Cabrera so far tonight through 2 2/3 innings, 47 pitches, 28 strikes. which means 19 balls, so more strikes and balls, finding the zone with good command, trying to get out of a jam here with two on and two outs. First pitch to Calabrese is fouled towards the Rawhide dugout, 0-1. Calabrese, 5'11", 160-pounder from Maple, Ontario, Canada. Third-round draft choice in 2020 by the Angels. As the 0-1 from Cabrera misses outside, 1-1. From my knowledge right now, I don't think Cabrera's on a pitch count or anything tonight. Looks like he's continuing his work. He's still looking strong here in the third inning, only allowing a run on two hits. The 1-1 offering is a big wave and a miss from Calabrese, 1-1, or 1-2 now with that swing and miss. So that'll eclipse the 50-pitch mark for Cabrera. 30 strikes, 20 balls. 1-2 pitch. And that was another big swing and a miss. Down by way of the K goes David Calabrese for the second time tonight. And every strikeout brought to you by Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. The 66ers do strike for a run here in the third inning. It does cut the lead to 3-1, but it's still good news as the Rawhide have that 3-1 lead. We'll be back with the fourth inning in just a moment. You're listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Gary Mattis ready to roll here in the top of the fourth inning as the Rawhide lead the Sixers 3-1. First pitch from Chaney is swung on and missed, and that bat is going flying down the third baseline into the bullpen. Oh, boy. Manager Jorge Cortez will go get that bat and will hand it back to his DH tonight, but a little slick wood right there coming out of the hands of Mattis. Might need to get a little more grip tape or a little stick-em on the gloves. Casually jog back on over to home plate, get reset and ready to roll. But how about that to start the fourth inning? Get your toes rolling and get you a little excited. Heads up, keep your eye on the ball. Chaney ready, the 0-1. And that one skips past Carroll for a ball, 1-0 to the backstop. Mattis tonight. 1-for-1, a single in the first, which resulted in an RBI. And the 1-1 is swung on and missed, and it flies out of his bat yet again. This time it goes to the backstop. Something with that bat is not sticking. On-deck batter J.J. D'Orazio is going to throw the stick-em spray to Mattis behind home plate. He's going to spray not just a little, not just enough, more than enough. Extra large platter for him. Get those gloves, stick them on the bat. One ball, two strikes to Mattis. For two bats to fly out, the crowd behind home plate was extremely angry with him. Hey, things happen, folks. Chaney set the 1-2, and he skies that one on the right field side. Second baseman Colwick will go over, but it's going to be the right fielder Alexander Ramirez who comes charging in fast on that one. An interesting play. He was already playing regular, a little bit shallow, so he had a good angle on the ball, and with it currently being 7:56, sunset time, that dusk time here at the ballpark, kind of leveling with the stadium, probably better that the right fielder coming in on the ball makes that play instead of the second baseman. One up and one down now for the catcher, J.J. D'Orazio, as the first pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1. D'Orazio struck out looking in the first inning. He was out number two of the frame. This time, nobody on and one out. And the 0-1 misses in the dirt, 1-1. D'Orazio, 6'1", 175 pounds from Venezuela. Looking to get into another one after he homered on Thursday night in the ninth inning as the 1-1 pitch hits the outside corner, 1-2. Sergio Gutierrez on deck. Rawhide have not recorded a hit since the first inning, looking to get back on the score. And the 1-2 misses down low and in for a ball. It count evens up, 2-2. But Chaney has definitely settled into this ballgame after giving up 3 runs and 3 hits in the first inning. As the 2-2 to D'Orazio is grounded right to the shortstop, Vera, he takes it, routine throw over to first to complete the 6-3 ground out. So 2 up and 2 down yet again for Chaney, and that will bring up Sergio Gutierrez. Playing at first base tonight, struck out swinging to end the frame in the first inning. But ever since that RBI single by Gary Madison the first, it has been 10 up and 10 down for Chaney. And Gutierrez, first pitch swinging, and he will ground that one past the glove of the third baseman, Franzoni. And that one gets into the corner. Ramirez bobbles it for a moment, but it will be a 2-out double for Sergio Gutierrez. He hit a grand slam last night. He picks up a 2-out double here to in the top of the fourth inning, and that will bring up Jason Robertson. I like that aggressive approach from Gutierrez. Struck out tonight in his first at-bat, and struck out 2 other times last night, so good to see him get on top of the first pitch, getting it under the glove of the first baseman, Luke Franzoni, and a runner in scoring position with 2 out for Jason Robertson. Robertson 0-1 tonight, struck out looking to begin things in the second inning. Chaney set, and the pitch, and that one hits the outside corner, 0-1. But after tonight's game, the Rawhide will complete the 6-game set tomorrow, 5:35 first pitch against the 66ers. And then a day off on Monday, per everybody else, in minor league baseball. And they'll return back to Valley Strong Ballpark on Tuesday. 0-1 is grounded softly towards the first base side. Chaney will come off the mound, pick it up, underhand toss to Franzoni at first to complete the 1-3 ground out, and that will end the frame. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through 3.5 innings here at San Manuel Stadium with the Inland Empire 66ers trailing your Visalia Rawhide by the score of 3-1. You're listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball.
Once again, as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck. and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
We're ready to roll here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jose Cabrera back on the hill. He gets the ball back after it gets tossed around the diamond from Gene Walters at third. It's going to be Alexander Ramirez, B.J. Boyd, and Luke Franzoni here in the bottom of the fourth. And the first pitch is swung on and driven into deep left field. But going over to his left, now coming in three steps and making the grab, is Franco in left field for out number one. One pitch, one out. That's a pitcher's best friend besides a double play. And that'll bring up B.J. Boyd. Fun fact about B.J. Boyd, as I was reading in the Inland Empire 66ers game notes that are done by their broadcaster Steve Wendt, as the first pitch to Boyd is in the dirt 1-0, he was signed as a minor league free agent on June 7th, 2021, but he was playing mostly in independent action in the Atlantic League with the Lancaster Barnstormers, as the 1-0 is fouled off on the third base side, 1-1. He batted .346 with three home runs, 11 RBIs in 14 games this season in the Atlantic League before being selected to come on over to the Cal League with the Sixers. 1-1 pitch from Cabrera, and that one's fouled back over the screen, heads up, and nobody's making the catch. A fan will go out and grab it on a 5-6 hop, and the count improves to Cabrera's favor, 1-2. But an interesting story, nevertheless, by B.J. Boyd. Independent League leading some Angels action now as the 1-2 is flared out in left center field, coming over and making a terrific sliding grab is shortstop Juan Cornell. He was going back on it like Jerry Rice for the San Francisco 49ers. He goes in, sticks the glove up, makes the grab for out number two. So I'll have to put a star in the book on that one. That's two great defensive plays for the Visalia Rawhide tonight. First was by the second baseman, Pena, on the first batter in the game with a nice diving backhand. Now Cornell with the over-the-shoulder. Two outs, and that'll bring up Luke Franzoni. Franzoni in his first at-bat tonight, grounded out to the shortstop, Cornell. 1-0 in the dirt away. Quickly 2-1-0. But Franzoni, a recent draft selection by the Angels, making his professional debut as the 1-1 is fouled back. Making it 1-2. Cabrera looking to continue great pitching tonight. As the 1-2 is in the dirt, nice block by D'Orazio. Count evens up 2-2. But it all started last night, a great pitching performance by the Rawhide. Starter 19-year-old Yu Min Lin making his debut, going five scoreless innings, allowing just two hits and striking out nine. As the pitch to Franzoni is in the dirt yet again, count runs full 3-2. But he wasn't the only one. Reliever Miguel Gil goes three innings, has four strikeouts, and then Mendez closes out the game with one inning and two strikeouts. 3-2 pitch. And that is a big wave and a miss down by way of the K. Goes Franzoni. Every strikeout presented by Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. We are four innings through here at San Manuel Stadium in downtown San Bernardino with the Visalia Rawhide leading the Inland Empire 66ers 3-1 as we head to the fifth inning. You're listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball.
Your sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS suppliers with premium-rated credit offers end 5/22.
Fame, youth, beauty.
beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Chase Chaney has finished his warm-up tosses, and third baseman Gene Walter's ready to go to start the fifth inning. 3-1 Visalia here on Saturday night, and the first pitch is fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout, 0-1. It'll be Walters, Guzman, and Corniel due up here in the fifth inning. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Rawhide. 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error for the 66ers. The 0-1 from Chaney is half-heartedly check swung, and he did go around, and the count improves for the right-handed pitcher, 0-2. Wind is blowing now out from left to right, as the clouds are slowly moving away as the 0-2 pitch is now outside and high, 1-2. But it was very humid, muggy, monsoonal-type weather today here in San Bernardino. After a couple days of bright sunshine the last couple of days, as the 1-2 is fouled off towards a picnic area in left field. Count stays 1-2. Gene Walters comes into the game with a 196 average, no home runs, 18 runs batted in. He did have a couple of home runs in batting practice 2 days ago, as the 1-2 is lined right back up the middle and a leadoff base hit for Gene Walters. Good way to start off the night for him. He was 0-for-1 with the flyout, but now improves to 1-2. And that's good news for Walters. He had an 0-for-4 performance on Thursday night, so good to see him put the bat to the ball, get on base. He's got some speed as the 9-hole hitter, Alvin Guzman, steps to the plate. Chaney has to work with runners on base yet again. And on the first pitch, there go Walters, but it's a hit and run. And that one softly chopped towards second base. And it will get away from the second baseman into right field. Walters will stay at third in a slide. And Guzman is safe at second. Let's run through that play one more time. The second baseman, Tate Colwick, was going over to second to cover the play since Walters was stealing. But it was hit perfectly by Guzman as it was softly hit to where Colwick would have been at second base. If Colwick had stayed, it probably is at least a force out or maybe even a double play with a nifty play, but it's not that. It's now second and third and nobody out as we flip it back to the top of the order in Juan Corniel. Corniel coming into tonight's game, batting .375 through the first four games of this series, and he looks at that first pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Getting traffic on the base path is the key to defeat Chase Chaney, and so far, good news for the Rawhide. And that one is lined right back up the middle. Walters comes in and scores. Guzman is being waved around, but no, he will stop. And heading into second base on a botched throw from the outfield, Corniel gets to advance, and it will be a double according to the official score here in Inland Empire. So an RBI double for Juan Corniel. The hot hitting continues. And runners at second and third for Manuel Peña. So after not hitting anything in the second, third, and fourth inning, the Rawhide come out swinging here in the fifth as the first pitch is fouled away, 0-1. But it was Walters with the leadoff single. Guzman then singled and got Walters to third base. Guzman advanced to second on the play. And then a double from Corniel. Guess what? 4-1 Rawhide. as Pena's ready to roll, and that one's in the dirt and a nice block by Kiro behind the plate, and it's the count is 1-1. As I mentioned earlier, and if you tuned in for the pregame show, I spoke to manager Jorge Cortez. The game plan tonight was to do the exact same thing last night, be patient at the plate, get good swings on the ball, and the Rawhide have definitely done that tonight as the 1-1 pitch is fouled towards the Rawhide bullpen and right. 1-2 is the count. And the official score now comes in, and Alvin Guzman will be charged with a double, his seventh of the year on that play. Here we go, the 1-2. Chaney sets, gets the sign from Chiaro. He kicks, he fires, and that one misses outside, 2-2. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Rawhide. 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error for the 66ers. Giving some run support to their starter, Jose Cabrera, who's making his Cal League debut tonight. As the 2-2 is grounded right to Cole Wick at second, his only play is to first. They'll take the out, but the Rawhide will definitely take the run. As Guzman scores from third, and the lead now is added, make it a 4-run lead, 5-1 Visalia. Corniel on the play advances from second to third. It'll go down as a 4-3 ground out here in the fifth, and that'll bring up left-handed hitting left fielder Junior Franco. And the first pitch he sees is high and away at 87, 1-0. And 73 pitches, 50 strikes for Chaney tonight. Doesn't look like he's on any innings limit or pitch count as the 1-0 misses high and away. Looked like a semi-pitch out on that one. Chiaro got out of his stance, looked Corniel back to third base, and the count's 2-0. Franco looking to add some runs to Visalia. He had a home run last night. Can he do it again? The 2-0 hits the outside corner, 2-1. Gary Mattis on deck, J.J. D'Orazio in the hole. One out here in the top of the fifth, 5-1 Visalia. As the 2-1 is fouled towards the on-deck circle of the Rawhide on the first base side, 2-2. The fifth inning was a good inning for the Rawhide last night. They had 5 runs in the frame, which included a grand slam from Sergio Gutierrez. So far the fifth and the first inning have been good luck charms for the Rawhide over the last 2 days. As the 2-2 is a big wave and a miss, down goes Franco, and that is out number 2 here in the fifth inning. Gary Mattis, 1-for-2 on the day, an RBI single in the first, and he scored. Flew out to right field in the fourth inning, and that's when he had the bat fly out of his hands, not once, but twice. He shows bunt, he tries to bunt, and he swings through that one 0-1. So looking for some crafty play here in the fifth inning with 2 outs and a speedy Juan Corniel over at third base. He hustled for an RBI double here in the fifth inning. The 0-1 in the dirt, a nice block by Edward Chiaro behind the plate. 1-1. So to recap the fifth inning thus far, it was a leadoff single by Gene Walters, followed up by Alvin Guzman's double, second and third, nobody out. Then it was an RBI double by Juan Corniel to score Walters, and then Manuel Pena grounded out to the second baseman, but it scored Guzman, and that's what's made it 5-1. The 1-1 is grounded to Aurel Vera at short. Mattis gets down the line, but it's not going to be in enough time. A 6-3 ground out will end things here in the fifth inning, but good news for the Rawhide. They score 2 runs on 3 hits in the inning. They lead 5-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hopefully, Jose Cabrera gets to come on out and continue his masterful performance. You are listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The fans are getting rowdy here in a good way here at San Manuel Stadium. The Rawhide leading 5-1. Jose Cabrera's back out. The first batter he will face is Tucker Flint. And the first pitch misses the outside corner low for a ball 1-0. This could potentially be Cabrera's last inning as the 1-0 misses down low 2-0. He was at 62 pitches. Coming into the frame, add two more now, he's at 64. He's going to be on an 80-pitch limit tonight for the Rawhide. As the 2-0 hits the outside corner for a strike, 2-1. After looking at his game so far, a lot of good work with the fastball, changeup, and slider trio. Hopefully he can get these three outs before he gets pulled to be in line for the W. As the 2-1 is swung on and missed yet again, 2-2. It'll be the bottom third of the order for the 66ers. Tucker Flint, Tate Colwick, and Jeremy Orocho due up here in the bottom of the fifth. Cabrera set, glove over the head, and that one is driven into center field. That one's going to send Guzman back to the wall, to the track. Guzman jumps up, but that one is out of here. A home run for Tucker Flint in his first game with the Inland Empire 66ers. He hails from East Greenwich, Rhode Island. He was a 13th round selection in this year's Major League Baseball draft. And he takes Jose Cabrera deep to the deepest part of the ballpark in center field, just to the right of the 410 sign, to the wall, to the track, and gone. And the 66ers inch a little bit closer. It's 5-2. And the first pitch to Tate Colwick, the righty, is inside and hits the corner for a strike, 0-1. Cabrera's next pitch is in the dirt, almost scooped by J.J. D'Orazio. It skips back to the backstop. Ball boy would pick it up, 1-1. So a little giveth and taketh away for the Visalia Rawhide as the 1-1 pitch is grounded on a one-hop to Corniel. Toss across the diamond, and it pops in and out of Sergio Gutierrez's glove. He's not normally a first baseman. He's normally a catcher or DH, but getting the start at first tonight and on a tough pick, a little bit of a low throw from Corniel. I'm pretty sure if he could take that one back, he would throw it up a little higher, but you win some, you lose some. It's a leadoff home run from Flint, and Colwick will get on. We'll see if it's an E6 on the throw or E3 on the pick. Either way, one on, nobody out for Orocho. Jeremy Orocho tonight, 0-1, lined out to Gene Walters in the third inning. Cabrera set. Righty-lefty matchup, and the 1-0 hits the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Cabrera now at 72 pitches, so only eight pitches away from his 80-pitch limit. So this could be it for him if the at-bat goes long. And the pickoff attempt at first, sliding head back safely, is Colwick. And the official scorer comes in, and it's going to be a throwing error on shortstop Juan Corniel. So an E6 gets Colwick on. First error of the night for the Rawhide. As the 1-1 from Carrera, Orocho shows bunt. He gets it down the third baseline. Walters is going to let that one go foul. And he decides to be a little fancy with it. And he whiffs the ball towards the 66ers dugout. It hits the screen. I'm not sure if that one was needed as much. I know For a young kid, he's got a lot of energy. He likes to be playful. It's probably his way of just enjoying the game of baseball. But in the situation, I don't think the Rawhide, in any sense of the manner, need to give the 66ers any credit or any ammunition to keep scoring. 1-2 pitch. That one's low and in the dirt. 2-2. It's the sport of baseball. Kids having fun. And right now, if you're a Rawhide fan, you're definitely having fun as the Rawhide lead the Sixers 5-2. And the pitch to Orocho is grounded right to Gutierrez. He bobbles it, but he's going to tag the runner at first. But no, both umpires are going to communicate and say no. Gutierrez bobbled the ball. It got away from him in foul territory. He picked it up. He jumped in front of the runner, Jeremy Orocho. It looks like it tagged him. And for a moment, it looked like both umpires had no idea what to call on the play. They both kind of shrugged, didn't know what to call. So they said, I guess we'll call save. So it benefits the 66ers in that sense. Orocha on base. What will probably be scored as an E3. And there's now two on and nobody out for Al Rolvera. Pitching coach Gabriel Hernandez will have a talk with Jose Cabrera. And don't forget, Rawhide fan, every mound visit presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Mound visit is done. Gabriel Hernandez is walking back towards the dugout on the first base side. Colwick at second. Orocho on first. Al Rolvera stepping at the plate. So back-to-back errors by the Visalia Rawhide defense have the 66ers the tying run at the plate as the first pitch to Vera is down low, 1-0. Vera tonight 0-for-1 with a walk. Another one of the Angels' top 10 prospects in their farm system here with the 66ers. As the 1-0 is driven out to right center field, going over is Guzman, and he will track that one. No, he did not. He did not track it down. It does one hop. One run comes in. Two runs come in. No, it won't. Oh, and that one is missed. Missed base running. Everybody on the field and in the stadium is insanely confused right now. That is a shocking play. Al Rolvera lines that one into right center field. Guzman makes a terrific running grab. It was hard to see at this angle right as the screen in lines with the fielder as he was coming to right center field. He does indeed make the catch, but I believe both base runners for the Sixers thought it was two outs, and they were guns blazing around the base path. So instead, there is no outs on the play. I am mistaken. It is actually a triple play. Oh my goodness. I think every single person in this ballpark is confused, except for my trusty friend over here, Albert, player development associate for the Diamondbacks. He just said that's a triple play, and that is true. Tucker Flint, homers. Then it was a Colwick getting on an E6, Orocho with an E3, and then the flyout triple play. We're going to sort it all out during the commercial break, but hey, you just got a triple play. Rawhide lead the Sixers 5-3, and we'll be back in just a moment.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new, fuel-efficient Toyota. Which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Inland Empire 66ers. It's going to be number 37, Alex Martinez. He will relieve starter Chase Chaney of his starting duties as the Visalia Rawhide entered the top of the sixth inning, leading 5-2. We had a wacky end of the bottom of the fifth. We'll get to it in just a moment. As the first pitch to J.J. D'Orazio is fouled off to the right side, 0-1. D'Orazio tonight, strikeout and ground out, looking for his first hit of the ballgame against the new reliever for the Sixers, as that one is right down the middle of the plate, 1-1. For Martinez, 2-0 with a 0.50 ERA in 10 appearances with the Sixers, 18 innings, 25 strikeouts. So a fiery right-hander is the 1-1 pitch, misses 2-1. Martinez set the offering, and that one is lined through the hole on the right side for a base hit. You ask and you shall receive. J.J. D'Orazio was 0-2. I asked for a hit. Thank you, J.J. I appreciate making me look a little bit better here on the broadcast. And it's a leadoff single for D'Orazio. That'll bring up Sergio Gutierrez. And let's take you through that triple play that ended up ending the bottom of the fifth inning. It was a wild play. Let's get you all settled out. The 1-0. Or the 0 first pitch misses high, 1-0. Getting ahead of myself, trying to see the future a little bit. As J.J. on at first base, Sergio Gutierrez at the plate. Bat on the back left shoulder in the first pitch. Second pitch is doinked off of Chiaro's head and put into the crowd. And the count is 1-1. And it looks like there's some confusion over at second base. It looks like D'Orazio is going to stay at second base. He was running on the play. I think they're saying Gutierrez swung and missed at that ball, and it landed on the top of Chiaro's head and deflected over the netting and into the crowd. So not a foul ball. It was a swing and a miss, and J.J. D'Orazio takes second base. That should go down as a stolen base. So within the last 5 minutes here at San Manuel Stadium, extremely wacky baseball for a Saturday night. We're going to catch you all up in just a moment as the next pitch misses in and out of glove of Chiaro. D'Orazio stays at second now. And the count should be 2-1. Scoreboard operator a little bit behind. The umpires are not being as thorough as they should be over the last 5 minutes. I know it's a tough job, but we're trying to all stay on the same page here as the 2-1 misses inside, 3-1. So D'Orazio is at second base now. After he was attempting to steal second, Gutierrez swung what I thought and we all thought was a foul ball, but it was a swing and a miss off the head of Chiaro as the 3-1 pitch nearly hits Gutierrez, and that will be a walk. Second time on base for Gutierrez. We'll now bring up Jason Robertson. But Gutierrez swung and missed off the helmet of Chiaro, and it doinked so perfectly over the netting and into about the eighth row of seats behind home plate. They awarded J.J. D'Orazio second base, so he should be credited with the stolen base. But instead, it's going to be awarded a wild pitch that advances D'Orazio to second now. Not a stolen base after all, as the first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. So Martinez set for the 66ers, wearing the number 31. The 0-1 is a big wave and a miss, strike 2, 0-2. Martinez hailing from Santo Dominican Republic, signed as a free agent with the Los Angeles Angels in 2019. Spent last season in the Arizona Complex League. Robertson ready to go. The delivery is fouled off at the plate and will reset and do it again, 0-2. But that triple play that ended the fifth inning, I'm finally going to get to that. It was a Tucker Flint home run to lead off the fifth, followed up by an E6 by Corniel that got Colwick on at first. Orocho then got on base courtesy of an error by Gutierrez, so two on nobody out. And then there was Aurel Vera, who flew out to center fielder Guzman, but the runners took off as if it was two outs. As the 0-2 is swung on and missed, down swinging goes Robertson for out number one. And that will now bring up third baseman Gene Walters. But as Aurel Vera flew out to center field, both Colwick and Orocho run like Forrest Gump. They ran so hard, they forgot that there was nobody out. So it was thrown back in and went Guzman to third base, Walters for one, and then Walters to Gutierrez for the third out. And that one is lined right off the first baseman's glove. Coming in and scoring is D'Orazio, and getting to third is Gutierrez. He slid off the base, but he gets back just in time before Orocha tags him. Walters will get on with a base hit, and the Rawhide tack on another run. It's 6-2. What have we not had in the last about 7.5 minutes that's on the bingo card? This is insane. Albert, the player development coordinator for the Visalia Rawhide and the Arizona Diamondbacks, is with me here in the booth, and he's saying the same thing. We're shaking our heads saying, how many more wacky things can we have, not just in the bottom of the fifth, but now carried over into the top of the sixth? That'll bring up the center fielder Alvin Guzman. With runners on the corners and one out. And the first pitch is waved at and a miss for a strike, 0-1. So J.J. D'Orazio will score on the ground ball to make it 6-2 Rawhide. That's the good news, as the 0-1 is fouled back to the screen, 0-2. Gutierrez got all the way to third base, running first to third, and Walters is currently on first. Walters at first swinging his right arm. Let's see if he takes off. He does, and they were trying to pickoff attempt him at first. He's now in a pickle. Gutierrez is going back and forth between home. Back and forth we go. Gutierrez going home, and the throw is in time. Oh, my gosh. How does home plate umpire Shin Kazizawa miss that one? He missed one two nights ago on a tag at home, and Gutierrez clearly got under the tag, and no one... Oh, me, oh, my. And normally I like to say, oh, me, oh, my, for a home run. But on a wacky pickle play, Walters going back and forth between first and second. Gutierrez is extremely upset on the play. He is angry at home plate umpire Shin Kazizawa. And it looks like the hitting coach, Ty Wright, is having to settle Gutierrez down and get him back in the dugout. So that is out number two. Another wacky play. Put that on the bingo card for the last 10 minutes. We have a lot to sort through here in this ballgame. Guzman drives that ball now into right field. Looking up is Ramirez. And that one is gone. Oh, me, oh, my. Big fly for Guzman. It's a two-run shot. And the Visalia Rawhide dugout is going crazy. A moment ago, hitting coach Ty Wright had to pull Gutierrez away from the field before he could have been ejected by the home plate umpire. On the very next pitch, Guzman says, I'll take responsibility. I'm going Oppo Taco to right. It's now 8-2 Visalia. Oh, me, oh, my. Fans, jump out of your seats for that one as the first pitch to Corniel is fouled back into the seats. Couple minutes have passed, a wild 10 minutes here at San Manuel Stadium as I was trying to get you caught up on the triple play that ended the fifth, as that one is in there for a strike, 0-2. Two outs here in the top of the sixth, three runs have come across, it's 8-2 Rawhide, the pitch from Martinez. And that one is grounded towards third base, Orocha will pick it up, toss it across the diamond to first to end the frame. So Corniel ends it on a 5-3 groundout, but more wild things happening in the inning. First, it was an RBI single by Gene Walters, and then Gutierrez near getting thrown out at the plate, but it turns out to be a two-run home run for Alvin Guzman. For a second inning in a row, I'll have to catch you all back up on what happened after we hit a commercial break. We'll sort it out. We'll get it back. But the best thing you need to know is it's good news for the Visalia Rawhide. They lead 8-2.
Let's go places.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, tap my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Edgar Caro will lead things off in the home half of the sixth inning for the Inland Empire 66ers, as we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Visalia Rawhide. We'll get the name and number in here in just a moment. And it looks like it's going to be Zach Barnes. And the 0-1 pitch, Caro will ground that one. Barnes gets to the bag himself for out number one. We are all getting twisted up here in the middle stages of Saturday Night Baseball here from San Manuel Stadium. New pitcher in the ballgame, as mentioned, Zach Barnes wears the number 19, 6 foot, 180 pounds, not from too far away from Scottsdale, Arizona. The second batter he will face is David Calabrese, and the first pitch hits the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. GCU alum, I'm told, Grand Canyon University. As the 0-1 pitch is foul tipped in and out of the glove of J.J. D'Orazio, quickly the count, 0-2. Normally here in minor league baseball, not too often you get some statisticians and some info guys, but Albert hooking me up tonight, keeping me on my toes, and I think for the last 15 minutes we all have been on our toes here at the ballpark. As the 0-2 is in the dirt, 1-2. So we're going to take you through what happened in the last half inning near the end, because there has been some official scoring changes to the list. As the 1-2 pitch is Scott on the left side, will it be Walters, will it be Corniel? It will be Corniel making the grab for out number two. So let's go through the sixth inning. It was a leadoff single by J.J. D'Orazio. He advanced on a wild pitch that went off the noggin of Edward Caro. Gutierrez then walked, Robertson struck out, and then Walters, what we thought was going to be an RBI single, has been changed to an error on the first baseman. That scored in D'Orazio to make it 6-2. Pitch inside and tight from Barnes to Alexander Ramirez for a 1-0 count. Ramirez tonight 0-2 on the ballgame. And during that hit by Gene Walters, that was an error, as the 1-0 pitches down the middle, 1-1. Sergio Gutierrez was caught stealing as Alvin Guzman was at the plate, as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Ramirez. Walters was trying to steal second. He got caught in a pickle. Gutierrez then decided to come home. What should have been a safe call, home plate umpire called him out. Gutierrez was frustrated, nearly got ejected. He did not. As the 1-2 from Barnes misses outside 2-2. And then the very next pitch after Gutierrez gets tossed out at home, he blasts a home run into right field over the RE/MAX sign. It's his second blast of the year. And that made the game 8-2 Rawhide as the 2-2 pitch hits the outside corner. Or no, it doesn't, says home plate umpire Shin Kazizawa. And according to the TrackMan data, we should be going into an inning break. That should be strikeout looking, but of course it's not. Count runs full 3-2 on Ramirez, and he fouls that one back to the screens. Count stays full 3-2. And after Guzman's second home run of the year that scored Gene Walters and himself, Juan Cornell grounded out to third Jeremy Arocha to end the inning. So we're here in the bottom of the sixth. Nobody on, two outs, the 3-2 pitch. Ramirez skies that one on the first base side. And it's going to be the second baseman, Pena, coming on over behind the first base bag to make the grab. P4 goes in the scorebook. And a beautiful clean 1-2-3 inning for the GCU alum, Zach Barnes. We're two-thirds of the way through here at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino with the Rawhide leading the 66ers 8-2. You're listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball.
Kawea Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kawea Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahealth.org/SRC. Kawea Health, more than medicine, life. Kawea Health, more than medicine,
life. Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated.
And we are back for seventh inning action here at San Manuel Stadium with the Rawhide leading the Sixers 8-2. Alex Ramirez still on the hill for the 66ers. Two Ramirez is currently in the game, one in right field, one on the mound. First pitch to Manuel Pena, swung on and missed, 0-1. Bat on the back left shoulder, and the 0-1 yet again is fouled deep into the night in fouled territory towards a picnic area. Quickly 0-2. Pena tonight, a hit and an RBI and a run scored. The 0-2 is in the dirt, gets away from Chiaro, 1-2. As Pena looks to record another multi-hit game this season. Pitch from Ramirez is high and outside. Count runs even, 2-2. Alex Martinez set the 2-2 offering. And that was a big wave and a miss. Down swinging goes Pena for out number one. Now stepping up to the plate for the Visalia Rawhide will be Junior Franco. Martinez so far threw an inning and a third out of the pen for the Sixers, and the first pitch to Franco hits the outside corner, 0-1. Franco tonight, RBI double in the first, back-to-back strikeouts in the third and the fifth, as the defense plays straight up for the 66ers. 0-1. That one misses high and away, 1-1. We have had some wacky plays over the last 20 minutes, bottom of the fifth inning and pretty much all sixth inning long. Craziness ensuing on a Saturday night. The 1-1 pitch hits the outside corner, 1-2. Here in the press box, we're all trying to figure it out. But I think we've got it covered, got you all caught up. We know the Rawhider in the lead, 8-2, as the 1-2 pitch misses outside, 2-2. 8 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for the Rawhide. 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for the 66ers. As the pitch from Martinez fouled off into the night sky behind third base. The last note I wanted to share from the top of the sixth inning, what was going to be scored originally as an RBI single for Gene Walters is being changed to an E3, an error on the first baseman, as the 2-2 misses outside in the dirt. Count runs full 3-2 on Franco. But Walters' hit down the first baseline will go down as an E3, so no RBI for Walters on that play if you're scoring along at home. Nobody on, one out, top of the seventh, 3-2 from Martinez. Breaking ball hits beautifully on the outside corner. Down goes Franco looking for out number two. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, designated hitter, Gary Mattis. As we get ready for the seventh inning stretch coming up in a few moments, we're one out away from there, but hopefully the Rawhide can keep the crowd a little patient and put it on hold for a little bit as the first pitch the right-hander sees is inside for a ball, 1-0. Gary Mattis from the Bronx, New York, born February 1st, 1998. 1-0, big wave and a miss for a strike, 1-1. But not many players, I mentioned this in last night's broadcast, born before the year 2000 on this Visalia Rawhide squad. I'd have to go through the roster and circle some of the batters and the pitchers as the 1-1 is flared over the head of the second baseman, Tate Colwick, and that's the second hit of the night for Gary Mattis, this time a single to right field. So the Rawhide are cooking up a rally here with two outs, and that'll bring up J.J. D'Orazio. Out of this active roster for the Visalia Rawhide, only 5 players born before the year 2000. Is it me or is the game of baseball getting younger and younger as each day passes? First pitch to D'Orazio misses inside, 1-0. But Alex Martinez, pickoff attempt at first, and that one will skip away from the first baseman and into the Rawhide bullpen. Everybody's going to vacate their seats as going first to third is Mattis. Mattis has a terrific set of wheels. He passes second, gets to third, and it's a two-base throwing error for the pitcher, Alex Martinez. Earlier in the game, when Mattis was on the base path, starting pitcher Chase Chaney for the 66ers had an errant pickoff attempt, and that got Mattis all the way to third. The 1-0. And that one's in tight to J.J. D'Orazio. He gets away from that one, chuckling a bit, 2-0. So Mattis now to third on the E1 throw on the pickoff attempt. 2-0 in the dirt. Make it 3-0 to the catcher. Mattis got to third in the first inning on an E1. He gets to third again in the seventh inning on an E1. 8-2 Visalia as the 3-0 right down the pipe, 3-1. But back-to-back nights now for the Visalia Rawhide to have 10 or more hits in a contest. They had 16 runs on 10 hits last night. So far tonight, 8 runs on 10 hits. 3-1. And that one misses outside for a ball. And J.J. DeRozio, shockingly enough, will be the first base on balls of the night for the Rawhide offense. And that first walk of the game is presented by Stryker. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Runners on the corners and two outs for Sergio Gutierrez. As the first pitch is high and tight for a ball, 1-0. Gutierrez was a little hot emotionally last inning as he was thrown out at the plate trying to advance. He was aggressive a little bit, but it looked like he was apologizing to the umpire in between the innings as the 1-0 pitch is grounded towards first, but home plate umpire says foul. First baseman for the 66ers for the moment thought it was fair and was jogging back to the dugout, but Shin Kazizawa, the home plate umpire tonight, lifted his hands in the foul signal, so we'll reset, do it again, 1-1. Matt is standing at third. DeRozio at first after a walk. And Gutierrez at the plate, left-handed hitting first baseman. We'll look at the 1-1 pitch, hit the inside corner, 1-2. Gutierrez tonight doubled in the fourth, walked in the sixth, a 2-for-3 performance. Let's see if he can do it now with runners in scoring position and looking to add on to their 8-2 advantage as the 1-2 pitch will hit the lower portion of the strike zone on the outside corner. Down goes Gutierrez looking, and that will end the frame here for the Visalia Rawhide in the seventh. They do strike, reliever Alex Martinez does strike out the side, but at least they do have a hit and a walk in the frame. 8 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for the Rawhide. They lead it 8-2 as we head to the seventh inning stretch. We'll be back with more Rawhide baseball right after this.
Is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade.
We're back and ready to roll here in the bottom of the seventh inning here at San Manuel Stadium. The fans are all stretched. They're ready to roll, but it's the Rawhide that are leading the Sixers 8-2. And the first pitch from Zach Barnes is high and away to B.J. Boyd, 1-0. Boyd, Franzoni, and Flint do up here in the seventh inning for the Sixers as they trail by six. And that one is grounded towards shortstop opposite way. Corniel will try to pick it up on his glove, but it will go in and out of the glove. That'll go down as an E6 on the fielding. And Boyd reaches for the first time tonight. Luke Franzoni, first baseman for the 66ers, up to the plate. One on, nobody out. Zach Barnes on the hill for the Rawhide. Tossed a clean 1-2-3 sixth inning, looking for more in the seventh as the first pitch is sky deep into the night in center field. High, 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 but Guzman's going to find his way under it. Make the grab for out number one. F8 it goes, and that'll bring up Tucker Flint. Tucker Flint, a terrific debut for the Inland Empire 66ers after being called up from the ACL. He had a single and scored in the third, and he recorded a solo home run in the fifth. And the first pitch, ready to go from Barnes, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Boyd standing in at first after reaching on an E6. Pickoff toss to first, and that one's into the glove of Gutierrez, but Boyd is back standing up safely. Rawhide are 8 more outs away from picking up their second victory in a row as the 0-1 swung on and missed. And the count quickly runs 0-2 on Flint. But if you're just tuning in, you missed a wild, I would say 20 to 25 minutes, the bottom of the fifth and the entire sixth inning. Wild, with that included a triple play, a throw out at home, a two-run blast, and the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Down by way of the K goes Tucker Flint. And that is another Kia strikeout. The Visalia Used Car Supercenter, many priced under $20,000, and 500 down is all you need. Two out now here in the seventh inning, and that will bring up Tate Colwick. Second baseman for the 66ers. Had picked up an RBI double in the third inning, his lone hit of the contest. And the first pitch from Barnes hits the lower portion of the strike zone, 0-1. Fast-moving game. We started at 7:06 p.m. It's now 8:57, closing in at 9. And the next pitch, swung on and missed, 0-2. Tate Colwick, right-handed hitting second baseman tonight. Barnes one strike away from getting out of this frame. He kicks, he fires, the 0-2 is far and away outside. A nice pickup by J.J. D'Orazio, who gets out of his stance, gets the ball, and tosses it back, and will do it again. The Rawhide picked up last night's victory 16-1. Looking for more tonight. The 1-2, missing the outside corner at 83. Count evens 2-2. But 8 runs on 10 hits and 3 errors for the Rawhide. They scored 3 in the first, 2 in the fifth, 3 more in the sixth. 66ers scoring 2 runs, 1 in the third and 1 in the fifth. Barnes set, pickoff toss over at first, almost gets away from Gutierrez, but it's all good. We'll reset and do it again. Both squads, the Sixers and the Rawhide, have some activity in their bullpen, so we could be seeing some new pitchers in the next half inning. At least for the 66ers when the Rawhide come to the plate in the eighth. But we are in the bottom of the seventh, the 2-2 pitch. Foul, then up and over into the parking lot bound on the first base side. Count stays 2-2. We checked out some Cal League scores earlier in the contest. I'm going to go on over and check and see what the Rawhide parent affiliate, the Diamondbacks, are doing today in Atlanta. And we'll do it right after the break because the 2-2 pitch is right down the middle, down looking, and down by way of the K goes Tate Colwick to end the seventh inning. So after a leadoff error here in the seventh inning, it goes fly out, strikeout, and strikeout. Terrific outing so far by Zach Barnes. And we are through seven innings here at San Manuel Stadium with the Visalia Rawhide leading the Inland Empire 66ers 8-2. And we'll be back with more Rawhide baseball right after this.
Chevron with Tecron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Tecron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Jason Robertson will lead things off here in the top of the eighth inning. Visalia Rawhide leading the Inland Empire 66ers by the score of 8-2. Manager for the Rawhide, Jorge Cortez, jogging over to his third base coaching box as his squad is doing exactly what he wanted them to do in this ballgame. As the first pitch from the new Inland Empire 66er reliever, it'll be number 7, Gabriel Hernandez, 6'1", out of Araya, Venezuela. Robertson is his first at bat, and that one is driven out to right but fouled towards the picnic area, 1-1. But I spoke to manager Cortez before the ballgame, put the interview out during the pregame show, and I asked him, what is the approach tonight, especially after a 16-run performance from your office? And he said, the exact same thing. Command, patience at the plate, a little bit of everything, and it's continued tonight. As the 1-1 pitch hits the outside corner, 1-2 to Robertson. As Hernandez quick working, gets the sign from Quiero, and he tosses one into the dirt, 2-2. But Cortez, manager Jorge Cortez for the Raw, had a good mindset coming into the game. He felt very confident about this team. And right now, just 6 defensive outs away from their second win in a row. As the 2-2 pitch is flown out into center field, going back on it is David Calabrese. He will make the grab for out number 1. So Robertson has yet to get on base tonight. That flyout will make him 0 for 4 on the night. And unfortunately, he's the lone Visalia Rawhide without a hit tonight. So hopefully, maybe somehow, some way, we can bat around the order and get him another shot. But right now, with nobody on and one out, it's going to be Gene Walters. Hernandez ready to go, and the first pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez this year, this will be his 24th appearance with the 66ers. 1-2 with a 5.63 ERA with one save. As the 0-1 is fouled all the way towards the left side, 0-2. 20 walks, 20 strikeouts, opponents batting .255 off the righty. And he's set to go, and Walters will look at that one high and away for a ball, 1-2. Before the commercial break in the bottom of the seventh inning, I promised an Arizona Diamondbacks score update from Atlanta tonight. We'll get that to you in just a second as the 1-2 is grounded right to the second baseman, Colwick. He takes it to first for out number 2. So a 4-3 ground out in the books and nobody on. And 2 out for Alvin Guzman. It is a final from Truist Park in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. The Braves defeating the Diamondbacks for the second consecutive night, this time by the final of 6-2. Ian Anderson picking up the win for the Braves. Diamondbacks just had 2 runs on 4 hits. First pitch to Guzman, hits the outside corner and away, 1-0. Guzman had an exuberant at-bat last time around. Blasted. Home run number 2 of his season to right field, Oppo Taco shot. As the 1-0 is grounded, a high chopper into the glove of Jeremy Orocho, a nifty play. I will have to admit, I'll tip the cap to that one. He got on the soapbox, jumped high, snow-coned it in the top of the glove, and got it across the diamond in enough time for a 5-3 ground out. Well, we're through 7.5 innings here at San Manuel Stadium. Good news for the Rawhide. They are leading 8-2, and we'll be back with more Rawhide coverage right after this.
Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Pitching change here in the bottom of the eighth inning for your Visalia Rawhide. Rescom pitching change. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pets, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone and say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Visalia Rawhide. It's going to be number 31, Lister Sosa. 6'4", 208 pounds from La Vega, Dominican Republic. Last year, with the Florida Coast League in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, he was traded from there to the Diamondbacks here in 2022. The first batter he's going to face is going to be the nine-hole hitter, Jeremy Orocho. And the first pitch from Sosa misses the outside corner 1-0. But a good night overall for the first reliever, Zach Barnes. He did his job, and he did his job beautifully. We'll get you his final line in a moment. As the 1-0 pitch hits the outside corner, count evens up, 1-1. Before we even get to Barnes, I'm going to get back to starter Jose Cabrera. Five innings, allows two runs on three hits, one walk, four strikeouts. He is still in line for the victory tonight. As the 1-1 gets towards the toes of Orocho inside, 2-1. Barnes came in after that. Two innings, all zeros on his line score except for the one that matters, strikeouts, two. 2-1, misses outside. Count runs now 3-1 in favor of Orocho. So last night and tonight thus far, terrific pitching from the Visalia Rawhide, limiting the Inland Empire 66ers. As the 3-1 misses outside, and that is a leadoff walk to Orocho. And that'll flip it back to the top of the order here in the bottom of the eighth inning to Arul Vera. But the pitching for the Rawhide last night allowed just one run. It was unearned in nine innings, and they only had a total of five hits. And tonight, two runs on three hits. So combined so far through 16-plus innings of action, three runs on eight hits. And the first pitch is a big wave and a miss from Arul Vera, 0-1. Orocho is a stolen base threat. He has 11 on the season, only caught twice. Does he go down six runs? He does not. And the first pitch is outside. Second pitch outside. That's the first ball of the count, 1-1. Defense points straight up for the Rawhide. Pitch clock, goes down to 4-3, but it's a pickoff toss to first. Orocho slides back safely. Here in the Cal League, some new rules. Very different from the last time I was calling some Cal League games back in 2019. They have a pitch clock now. You can't shift. Limited number of pickoff attempts. And the 1-1 is lined to the third baseman, Walters. A nice diving stop for one to first over. Double play. And that one is one nifty defensive play for the Rawhide youngster at third base. He backhands the line drive shot at third, tosses it over to second for one, and second baseman Pena completes it over to first for out number two. Vera grounds out to a 5-4-3 double play, and that clears the base path for Edgar Chiaro. That's two now defensive plays for Gene Walters tonight that I've been thoroughly impressed by tonight. The 1-1 from Sosa is lined into left field for a base hit. It's going to get to the corner near the foul pole. Picking that one up is Franco. He'll get it into the cutoff man Corniel. And it's a two-out double for Edgar Chiaro. Chiaro picking up his first hit of the night after going 0-3 with a strikeout, flyout, and groundout. David Calabrese coming up to the plate, the Canadian. 0 for 3 tonight, 2 strikeouts and a pop out. Sosa working for the stretch. Glove near the right shoulder, sets it down, kicks and fires. And the first pitch is fouled off, 0-1 towards the first base side. For Kiro, that is his 92nd hit of the season. He scored 60 runs, has 10 home runs, and 46 runs batted in. Sosa looks him back to second, but the 0-1 offering is swung on and missed, 0-2. Rawhide pitching tonight has combined for 6 strikeouts, 4 from Cabrera, 2 from Barnes. And Sosa looking to join the party here with 2 strikes on David Calabrese with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th. And, of course, the 8-2 lead. Sosa set the 0-2, and that one skips in front of catcher J.J. D'Orazio in a nice chest protector block, 1-2. On deck for the Sixers, Alexander Ramirez. As the Rawhide have dominated all facets of the game tonight. Hitting, pitching. Defense has been even. Both teams have 3 errors on the board as the 1-2 misses inside, 2-2. Fans still trying to get into it here at the ballpark. Home team down 8-2. It was a giveaway day here at San Manuel Stadium. An Angels roll-up blanket. Keep you nice and cozy in the summer and in the winter. As the 2-2 pitch, and that one is swung on and missed. Down by way of the K, this time swinging. David Calabrese has the hat trick of strikeouts. And guess what? That will end the threat here in the 8th inning. No runs, 1 hit. No errors, 1 runner left on base. We are through 8 innings. We head to the 9th inning. 3 outs remaining for the Rawhide defensively in the bottom of the 9th. They look for their 2nd win in a row as they lead 8-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate.
Juan Cornell due up here in the final inning. Top of the 9th inning, Rawhide leading 8-2. Gabriel Hernandez still on the bump for the Inland Empire 66ers. And the first pitch hits the outside corner to the lefty shortstop, 0-1. Cornell tonight, 1-for-4 with an RBI, bumping up that batting average to .258. Cornell waving the bat back and forth in the 0-1. He swings and down the third baseline, but foul. Rolled right between the third base bag and third base coach slash manager Jorge Cortez. Here in the 9th inning, Rawhide 3 defensive outs away from picking up their 2nd consecutive victory. The 0-2 skips away from Chiaro, and it will be a ball, 1-2. Crowd was hoping that Cornell did check his swing, but it was not meant to be, and he still gets an at-bat, 1-2. Cabrera, Barnes, and Sosa tonight have combined to just allow 2 runs on 4 hits. Rawhide pitching 2 consecutive terrific nights. As the 1-2 misses in the dirt yet again, 2-2. Don't forget, finale of this six-game series tomorrow, 5:35 between the Sixers and the Rawhide. As the 2-2 pitch is grounded to second, first baseman thought he was going to go, but the pitcher has to back up and cover, and a nice job of covering first base by the pitcher, Gabriel Hernandez. That ground ball went in between the hole between first and second. Second baseman Colwick got it after first baseman Franzoni thought he'd go for it, but then realized I'm too far off the base, so he retreated. But that's why your pitcher backs up first. It'll go down as a 4-1 ground out here to lead off the ninth inning. And it looks like something's on the field here. 66er bat boy will come out of the first base dugout, and a baseball was lodged somewhere underneath the padded wall. That could have been from earlier during the warm-up tosses. But we're all good. We reset. We do it again. Manuel Pena with one out and nobody on. And that one's in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Pena a hit and an RBI tonight. But as I mentioned, tomorrow the finale, 5:35 first pitch. Day off on Monday, and guess what? The Rawhide come back to Visalia at Valley Strong Ballpark to open up a six-game set against the first-half champion Lake Elsinore Storm. 1-0 pitch, misses down low and in, 2-0. Hernandez kicks and fires, ground ball right to the first baseman, Franzoni. He goes down to a knee, makes the grab. He underhands it back to the pitcher. Back-to-back ground outs that will finish with the pitcher on the first base bag. The first one was a second baseman to the pitcher. This one, the first baseman to the pitcher. And with two outs here in the ninth inning, that will bring up Junior Franco. First pitch to Franco, swung on and missed, 0-1. RBI double in the first, but since then, three consecutive strikeouts. Two swinging, one looking. As the defense plays straight up for the 66ers, and that one's in the dirt. Home plate umpire Shin Kajizawa was trying to get out of the way of that one, didn't want to be plunked, and the count's now even, 1-1. But the Rawhide doing all they can to bounce back after a tough first half of the season, and now 1-1 pitch is going to be blooped, and that one will get under the glove of a diving David Calabrese. Franco is going to try to go to second. He slides heads first, and he will stay on the base, and it's a two-out double for Junior Franco. I get what you're trying to do if you're the center fielder, David Calabrese, a bloop fly ball into shallow right center field. He had enough speed to get it, but it just got under the glove, but luckily did not get too far away. Was able to pick it up and get it back in, but it's a two-out double. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Gary Mattis. Mattis, a terrific night, 2-for-4 with two singles, and that's after last night having two hits and reaching base twice, once by a hit-by-pitch and walk. He'll look at that first one on the outside corner, but it misses, 1-0. Rawhide looking to add on to their already six-run lead, 8-2 here in the ninth, as the 1-0 is swung and going deep into right, but into the ninth, foul. It'll be a souvenir for the kids. Activity working for the Rawhide, looking like their closer-type mentality as the 1-1 pitch is lined right into left field for a base hit. Mattis will stay at first. Coming around from third is Franco. And yes, indeed, the Rawhide tack on another one off the bat of Gary Mattis. It's now 9-2. The offense is just clicking on all cylinders right now for the Visalia Rawhide. I want to say for the moment that it may be broadcaster's luck. I know game one, I was, you know, this is the third of three games filling in for the voice of the Rawhide, Jill Guerin, who's an amazing broadcaster here in minor league baseball, but 25 runs in the last two games ain't too shabby, as the first pitch is fouled back to J.J. D'Orazio, 0-1. Coming into the game, the run differential overall this season, the Rawhide were a -227, but right now a +7 tonight. As the 0-1 hits the lower portion of the strike zone, 0-2. So everything happening here with two outs in the ninth inning. It was a two-out double by Franco, a two-out RBI single by Mattis, and D'Orazio up, and that 0-2 pitch is skipped in front of Chiaro and the plate, 1-2. That activity in the bullpen I was talking about a moment ago, number 5, Carlos Meza. In the bullpen, 6'1", 155 pounds from Venezuela. Looks like he could be coming in to close out the ninth. And an excuse-me swing by J.J. D'Orazio gets past the glove of Franzoni at first base. I got to giggle a little bit because I know he's giggling right now as I look through the binoculars. He's having a fun conversation over there with number 4, Davey Estrada, who's the first base coach right now. So that will advance Mattis to second. An excuse-me single to right field by J.J. D'Orazio. His second hit of the night. He's on base for the third time in 3 consecutive at-bats. And that's going to warrant a mound visit from 66er pitching coach Bo Martino. Having a conversation with the young right-hander born January 22nd, 2002. He's just 20 years old from Venezuela. Trying to settle him down here with two outs. He got Corniel and Pena back-to-back on groundouts, but so far 3 consecutive hits have led to a rawhide run. And that'll bring up the left-handed hitting first baseman Sergio Gutierrez. 9 runs on 13 hits, a night after 16 runs on 10 hits. Combine that together, 25 runs on 26 hits. As the first pitch is a big wave at a miss in the dirt, 0-1 on a 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Gutierrez 2-for-4. He's ready to roll. Hernandez ready to roll. And that one is skied in the infield. Third baseman Jeremy Arocha will call it off in foul territory. He will make the grab for out number 3. So a P5 in the scorebook ends the frame. The Rawhide threaten, and they do get a run in the inning on 3 consecutive hits. It's the RBI single by Gary Mattis that scores Junior Franco for some insurance runs. And we are through 8.5. We are 3 outs away from a Rawhide victory. They lead it 9-2, and we'll be back with the bottom of the ninth inning right after this. You're listening to Visalia Rawhide Baseball.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
The Simba Cam from the Lion King is live and well here at Sam Manuel Stadium. They're trying to get the home crowd to rally around the home team that is down 9-2 as we enter the bottom of the ninth inning. And a new pitcher into the ballgame for the Visalia Rawhide. This pitching change brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. New pitcher in the ballgame is number 5, lefty Carlos Meza. The Venezuelan, born February 10, 2001, looking to get the final 3 outs in this ballgame. He will face Alexander Ramirez, B.J. Boyd, and first baseman Luke Franzoni in the inning. Lefty-righty matchup here in the ninth, 3 outs away from back-to-back wins. And the first pitch is lined foul in a right field, 0-1. But if you're just tuning in, Rawhide having a fantastic night at the dish. 3 in the first, 2 in the fifth, 3 in the 6th, and 1 in the 9th, equaling 9 runs on 13 hits. As the 0-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen, 0-2. And the pitching staff, well, they've been fantastic as well. Starter making his Cal League debut, Jose Cabrera. 5 innings, allows just 2 runs on 3 hits, and strikes out 4 in line for the victory. 0-2 to Ramirez, and that one's lined in a right yet again foul, 0-2. Zach Barnes came in as in relief, 2 scoreless innings with 2 strikeouts. And then Lisser Sosa in the 8th inning getting some work in. I'll get you his final line after this pitch. The pitch from Meza, and that one is lined right back up the middle for Alexander Ramirez. A leadoff single right back up the middle, and that's one on and nobody out for B.J. Boyd. For Lisser Sosa, he pitched in the 8th inning. He went 1 inning, gave up 1 hit, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout.
Pitching, number 13,
and we do now have a pinch hitter in the ballgame, announced by the PA announcer. B.J. Boyd will not be the batter. It is going to be number 13, Jose Bonilla. One on and nobody out, pitch to Bonilla, and that one is foul down the first baseline, 0-1. Bonilla got into last night's ball game when starting first baseman Starlin Gill left first base to become a relief pitcher in the blowout win for the Rawhide, as the 0-1 is swung on and missed, 0-2. Mays is set. The offering is missing outside to the right-handed hitting pinch hitter, 1-2. Bonilla this season, 27 games, a 149 average, 2 doubles, a triple, and 4 runs batted in for the Sixers. The 1-2 is grounded right to the second baseman, but it's going to get through the hole into right field for a base hit. The runners will advance one base, but it's bobbled by the right fielder Robertson, and that will get Ramirez moving from second to third. It'll be a hit, an error on the field, and that will be runners on the corners and nobody out. I think that's just a classic case of Robertson maybe doing a little bit too much trying to field the ball. He looked up, saw the speed from Ramirez. He knew he was chugging into second base and turned the corner hard, but I think he just picked up his eyes from the ball. Remember, kids, if you're listening at home, keep your eye on the ball. That's what you're taught. That's what you got to do. Robertson fell victim to that, and there's runners on the corners and nobody out for the first baseman, Luke Franzoni. Franzoni will sky this one into shallow right center field, and that one will drop. A run will come in, and it's an RBI single for Franzoni. The train horn goes off as the 66ers pull within a run now, or at least one run closer than they were a moment ago. Instead of 9-2, it's now 9-3, Visalia. So Ramirez will come in for the third run of the game. Bonilla goes to second, Franzoni at first. 2-1 and nobody out for the left fielder, Tucker Flint. Flint a good night, 2-for-3, a home run and a strikeout. Lefty-lefty matchup. Time called by the home plate umpire. Everybody will reset. Rawhide defense playing towards the middle with the middle infielders, Corniel and Pena. First offering misses outside, 1-0. Mays is set, glove near his neck, and the 1-0. And that's a big wave and a miss at 98 miles an hour, according to the radar track. I'm not sure if that's 100% right. 92. I was giving him a little credit. He gave the oomph as if it was 98, but good effort. I like it. It's a strike either way. 1-1 the count. And the 1-1 is fouled. Hot shot into the Inland Empire 66er dugout. Hitting coach sitting on a bucket right now for the 66ers. Ryan Sebra checking off some things on a piece of paper on a clipboard. He did not flinch. He grabbed the ball, put it in the bucket, and we move on. Tucker Flint down in the count, 1-2. Carlos Mays is set. Kicks and fires, and the 1-2 misses outside, 2-2. 9 runs, 13 hits, 4 errors for the Rawhide. Three runs, seven hits, three errors for the 66ers. Great crowd here on a Saturday night at San Manuel Stadium. Game 5 of 6 in this six-game set. As the 2-2 almost hits the outside corner. It was a borderline pitch. Borderline butt out, according to TrackMan Albert here in the booth with me tonight. So the count will run full, 3-2 with 2 on and still nobody out in the ninth. Jumping back and forth at second is Bonilla, and he will be outside for a ball. The delivery from Meza is just a bit outside. And guess what? Tucker Flint gets on, and the bases are loaded for the 66ers, and nobody out. Pitching coach Gabriel Hernandez is going to come out and have a chat with Meza. As mentioned, 21 years old from Venezuela, was with the ACL Diamondbacks in 2021, signed as a minor league free agent in 2018, and looking at trying to finish off things here tonight against the 66ers. Right now, Ramirez, Bonilla, Franzoni, and Flint are giving the home crowd some hope. A leadoff single. After the leadoff single, back-to-back singles followed, and then a walk. So far here in the ninth inning for the 66ers. It was a leadoff single by Ramirez, a pinch hit single from Bonilla, and then Franzoni RBI single, Tucker Flint walks. All four batters have reached, and there's work to be done from Meza as Tate Colwick comes to the plate with them loaded. First pitch, big rip and a miss for a strike, 0-1. Jeremy Orocho on deck, but we did have a 5-4-3, or pardon me, not a 5-4-3 as I look down at the book. We did have a triple play to end things in the fifth inning. It went 8-5-3 in that case scenario, and that one is lifted over and out of the stadium on the first base side. 0-2 count. Bases loaded, no balls, two strikes, nobody out. Tate Colwick at the plate. Meza's pitch. And that one's a big rip and a miss. Down by way of the K goes Colwick. And that's the type of at-bat you needed for Meza. Three straight pitches, strike, strike, strike. Three pitches up, gets the out. Bases are still loaded now for Jeremy Orocho. And that strikeout and every strikeout is brought to you by Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Jeremy Orocho, walked back in the eighth inning. First pitch he sees hits the outside corner to the righty at 75 miles an hour, 0-1. Visalia now just two outs away from picking up their second consecutive victory. And with this win tonight, they could force a rubber match, to even up the series tomorrow evening. As the 0-1 hits the outside corner again, 0-2. The Sixers took the first three games of the series on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Rawhide, big victory last night, and looking for another big victory tonight. Meza set the 0-2, just a bit outside on the upper portion of the zone. Count 1-2. No one in the bullpen for the Rawhide, so this is Meza's game to be won. On deck is Al Rolvera, dangerous hitter for the 66ers. Let's worry about the batter at the plate, Jeremy Orocho. The 1-2, missing somewhere. 2-2, and according to the TrackMan data, that should be strike 3. But unfortunately, not the way it goes the 66ers' way, not the Rawhide. So we reset and do it again. Two balls and two strikes. Two of the six or third basemen with the bases loaded and one out. And that one is grounded right to Gutierrez at first. He tosses it to second for not the out. It goes off the body. Two runs will come in. A potential third run is coming in. And that one will score three Inland Empire batters. Not the way you wanted it to go. A textbook ground ball. Gutierrez picked it up. He hesitated for a moment, threw it to second. Corniel was there, but I think it went off the runner. Tucker Flint deflected into center field. Not one, not two, but three runs come in. And we entered the inning. It was 9-2. It is now 9-6. Batter now, Al Rolvera, with a runner at second base and one out. The first pitch misses outside, 1-0. Three runners come in, and now things are getting a little bit nervous for the Visalia Rawhide, only leading by three, which was once a 9-2 lead. That one a swung on and miss from Vera for a strike. Mesa set, needs to settle down. One ball and one strike. The delivery. And that one is popped up on the infield in foul territory. Is it going to stay in for J.J. DeRozio? No, it's going to fly into the 66er dugout. Count runs 1-2. They're chanting here at Sam Manuel Stadium. The home team having some life as the offense together has put together four hits and a walk this inning. But I have a feeling the score is going to run that one as an E3 against Gutierrez at first. That allowed three runs to score. The 1-2 pitch right down the middle, looking goes Al Rolvera down by way of the K. That one via looking, and that one is out number two. It was a strike all the way. You can't disagree with the TrackMan data. Numbers don't lie sometimes. That one right down the middle of the plate. I don't know what Vera was checking with home plate umpire on, but either way, it's a strikeout. Sixers down to their final out as Edgar Quiero steps to the plate. And the first one misses inside, 1-0. So the official score on that three-run hit for the Sixers is going to go down as a fielder's choice and a throwing error by Gutierrez. And that one is right down the middle. Count evens up, 1-1. There is action in the Rawhide bullpen, so this could be Carlos Mesa's last batter. If he can't get him out, we could have a pitching change. If he does get him out, ball game. And that one is grounded right back to Mesa. He's got it. Take your time. Throw it to first. And that is the ball game. Things will end on a 1-3 ground out. The 66ers strike for four runs in the bottom of the ninth. They leave a runner stranded at second base. And luckily, Carlos Mesa is able to get out of the jam. And the Rawhide have won two in a row tonight by the final score of 9-6. 9 runs, 13 hits, 5 errors for the Rawhide, 6 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Inland Empire 66ers. We started the game at 7:06 p.m. We are ending tonight at 9:39 p.m. If my math is correct, that is a total time of game of 2 hours and 33 minutes. We'll get the attended crowd and some other numbers during the post-game show. But I'm Dominic Lorenz, filling in for Jill Guerin. She was out Thursday, Friday, and today, but guess what? The voice of the Visalia Rawhide will be back tomorrow after her 3-day run with the Reno Aces, so Jill will have the finale for you tomorrow right here at San Manuel Stadium. But I'm Dominic Lorenz. It has been a pleasure for 3 consecutive days to call Visalia Rawhide baseball. Hey, we got 2 out of 3 in my tenure, my mini temporarily tenure time with the Visalia Rawhide, but it's good to pick up a W in this one. Final score tonight, Visalia Rawhide 9, Inland Empire 66-6. We'll have all the recap and all the numbers and everything you could ever want in a postgame show right after this Visalia Rawhide win tonight, and we'll be back with more coverage in just a moment.
Gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought.
Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome everybody back. I'm excited for a Visalia Rawhide victory. 9-6 is the final score. The Rawhide pick up their second consecutive victory against the Inland Empire 66ers. 9 runs on 13 hits and 5 errors for the visitors. 6 runs on 7 hits and 3 errors for the home team. A nice back-to-back victory night for the Visalia Rawhide. They did it extremely well last night in blowout fashion, 16-1, snapping the 66ers' 8-game winning streak. Well, tonight, it's now a 2-game losing streak for the Sixers and a 2-game winning streak for the Visalia Rawhide, so there's something to celebrate when you're a fan of the Visalia Rawhide. But a wacky and crazy game it was tonight. It was so great to be a part of the call. And before we get to more post-game coverage, I just want to give a quick little shout-out to the voice of the Visalia Rawhide, Jill Guerin, for this wonderful opportunity she bestowed on me. She was heading to Reno for 3 days to join the voice of the Reno Aces, Zach Beirutti, on TV. She needed a fill-in, and she gave me a call, and I was very happy to get that call and to come down to San Berdue for 3 days and call terrific Visalia Rawhide baseball. They took a loss on Thursday, but they picked up great wins last night and tonight. So I have a 2-1 record as a Rawhide broadcaster in 2022. 2 out of 3, I like those odds. But thanks, Jill, if you're listening at home or possibly getting ready to go to the airport, or maybe you're still at the Reno Aces game. Who knows where you may be, but thank you again for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity. But let's get to the game at hand. We started at 7:06 p.m., and it was a great night. 90 degrees, sunny with a little monsoonal moisture, a little humid day here in San Bernardino, but game number 95 on the year. The Rawhide came in 32-62 with the 66ers 49-45. Things got off started really well in the first inning. For the third consecutive game, the Visalia Rawhide scored runs in the first inning. Last night, they dropped a 7 spot. Tonight, they dropped a 3 spot. RBI double by Junior Franco, his 17th of the year, made it 1-0. RBI single by Gary Mattis made it 2-0. And then Mattis, in turn, scored on a wild pitch that made it 3-0. 3-0 Rawhide after the first inning, especially against a tough right-handed pitcher for the 66ers in Chase Chaney, who was 3-2 with a 2.01 ERA coming into the ballgame. The 66ers got on the board in the third inning on an RBI double by Tate Colwick, his first of the year in his first game with the Sixers, 3-1 Rawhide. Then in the fifth inning, the Rawhide busted it open to take a 5-1 lead, courtesy of a Juan Cornell RBI single and then a Manuel Pena groundout that scored Alvin Guzman, 5-1 Rawhide. Bottom of the fifth inning, Tucker Flint did some more good things for the 66ers as he blasted his first home run of the season at dead center field, 5-2 Rawhide at that point. But it was the wacky and wild sixth inning that got the job done. It actually started in the bottom of the fifth inning as I look here at the scorebook. After the home run by Flint, there was back-to-back errors, one by the shortstop Cornell and the other by the first baseman Gutierrez. Thank you to the voice of the Inland Empire 66er, Steve Wendt, for the box score that does read 9-6 Visalia. But it did end the fifth inning on what was going to be a flyout off the bat of Al Rivera to the center fielder Guzman, but Colwick and Orocho forgot that there was nobody out. They kept running like it was Forrest Gump, and the Rawhide in turn turned an 8-5-3 triple play, and I did mark in my scorebook that is the first time I have ever called or seen in person while broadcasting a triple play. So thank you, Visalia Rawhide, for that one. So at that point, after the fifth inning, good things were happening. It was 5-2, but then in the sixth inning, Gene Walters reaches on a fielding error by the first baseman. D'Orazio scores, it made it 6-2, and then after Sergio Gutierrez was thrown out at home, trying to advance from third to home and score another run, as Gene Walters was trying to steal second base, Guzman took matters into his own hands the very next pitch and blasted his second home run of the year to right field. Oh me, oh my, it goes bye-bye-bye, as the Rawhide take an 8-2 lead, a two-run blast for Guzman. Top of the ninth inning rolled around, and Gary Mattis did what he did best and drive in another run. It was an RBI single. Junior Franco scores. 9-2 Rawhide after 8.5 innings. Now the home team, the Inland Empire 66ers, did strike for 4 in the inning against reliever Carlos Meza, but he was able to wiggle out of the jam as he got catcher and Angels top one of their top 10 prospects, Edgar Quiero, on a 1-3 groundout, and that's how the game ended. Visalia Rawhide picking up the victory tonight, 9-6. 9 runs on 13 hits and 5 errors for the Rawhide. 6 runs on 7 hits and 3 errors for the Sixers. Time of the game, 2 hours and 34 minutes. And in front of a crowd of 1,867 here at San Manuel Stadium on Saturday, July 30th, 2022. I am going to take a look at the pitchers for the Rawhide tonight. 4 terrific pitchers. I'm going to pick some players of the game here for a moment. And on the offensive side of things, definitely Gary Mattis, 3-for-5 with 2 runs batted in. He did a terrific job tonight. He gets 1 player of the game. Another one, Junior Franco, 2-for-5 with an RBI. He got the scoring started in the first inning with an RBI double. 1 run in the first inning. That kept the trend going. Good job for Junior Franco. Also, J.J. D'Orazio, he did a lot of good things defensively tonight behind the plate. He also went 2-for-4 with the walk. I like J.J. D'Orazio. And last but not least, on the offensive side of things, Alvin Guzman. How can I not give him a player of the game with that home run blast in the sixth inning? It was quite the home run. Everybody in the Rawhide dugout knew it was going to be gone. And oh boy, it was. He goes 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. And I will give credit tonight to the first 3 pitchers, Cabrera, Barnes, and Sosa. They all delivered terrific performances. They combined for 8 innings and allowed just 2 runs on 4 hits and combined to strike out 7. And especially, I'm going to put an asterisk above starter Jose Cabrera, his California League debut tonight, and it was a doozy. 5 innings, he allowed just 2 runs on 3 hits, walked 1 with 4 strikeouts. And that's after a night where 19-year-old starter Yu-Min Lin went 5 scoreless innings and had 9 strikeouts. So back-to-back nights, the Rawhide have debuts on their pitching staff, and they both pitch A-OK, and it leads to back-to-back victories. So tonight, The Rawhide improved to 33-62 on the season, 13-16 in the second half. They will conclude this six-game series against the Inland Empire 66ers tomorrow evening. First pitch at 5:35 p.m. from San Manuel Stadium. On the mound, it will be the right-hander Julio Goff for the Inland Empire 66ers. And for the Visalia Rawhide, it'll be the southpaw Liam Norris on the hill. So you're going to want to check that one out at 5:35. And the voice of the Rawhide, Jill Guerin, will be back for her first game since Wednesday after going to Reno. She will return tomorrow evening. But again, I'm Dominic Lorenz filling in for Jill Guerin. It's been a pleasure calling Visalia Rawhide baseball over the last 3 days. The team took 2 of 3 during my stay here in the broadcast booth, and I couldn't ask for anything more. I want to give some quick shout-outs before we go tonight. I want to give a shout-out to Albert, the player. I'm going to get his title right. Player Development Coordinator for the Arizona Diamondbacks doing the TrackMan data. He was awesome. Thanks as well to all the staff here at San Manuel Stadium, the front office, and all the daily workers for putting on a great show over these last 3 days. Also, a big shout-out and thank you to the voice of the Inland Empire 66ers, Steve Wendt, for all his help, all his generosity and friendship. You took care of me extremely well, and I really, really appreciate it. And last but not least, my dad, Kevin Lorenz, made it all the way back from Oklahoma City, a little work trip. And guess what? He made it back in enough time to watch pitch one all the way to the final out. He got it done. He was in the booth, so I appreciate that. He had a big week of minor league baseball in Oklahoma and in Tulsa, looking at the Dodgers farm system, but he made it back to watch some Arizona Diamondback affiliate action and see the Rawhide take down the 66ers tonight by the final of 9-6. So thanks, Dad, for being here. And also thank you to all the friends, family, and fans listening in to the broadcast the last couple of days. It has been a true honor, a true pleasure, and I'm so glad, thankfully, the audio was working tonight, no glitches, and we're all good to go. But with all the thank yous and everything else all done for the night, I look down on the field, the grounds crew finishing up their work, getting ready for tomorrow. But I look at the scoreboard, and it's a big W for the Visalia Rawhide tonight. 9-6 the final, 9 runs on 13 hits and 5 errors for the Rawhide, 6 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Inland Empire 66ers. The win goes to Cabrera, he's 1-0 on the season. The loss goes to Chase Chaney, he falls to 3-3. No save in the game, 2 hours and 34 minutes, 1,867 in the house at San Manuel Stadium on Saturday, July 30th, 2022. So, fans, thank you for your listening and rooting support tonight. I truly appreciate it. I'm Dominic Lorenz. I filled in for Jill the last 3 days, and it was an absolute pleasure, and I can't wait to hopefully do it again at some point. I know Jill will be back tomorrow, and then you guys, after a day off on Monday, will return to Valley Strong Ballpark and open up a six-game series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. But Jill, best to you. Enjoy the final game of the series. Go Visalia Rawhide. Go out and go get the series split. And you never know what can happen. Maybe you can go out and win the second half and meet the Storm in the first round of the Cal League playoffs. But for the final time tonight, you know my name, first and last, Dominic Lorenz. It's been a pleasure. Hope you guys enjoyed the broadcast from pregame to play-by-play and the postgame show. I wish you all the best. Sleep well. Be well. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. And happy Sunday in just a few hours when the clock strikes midnight. Have a good night. Thank you for the call. And go Visalia. It has been a pleasure. Good night, everybody.